Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when.
Welcome to the last word in talk radio this week, The Savage Nation. We're going to play these stories that you've been waiting for. We're certainly going to talk about the Zimmerman with one man's opinion, which is mine, that he is guilty of manslaughter. We're going to talk about the fish oil story that allegedly linked fish oils to prostate cancer, which I debunked yesterday. We're going to ask, why is Napolitano suddenly leaving the DHS? Do the Snowden tapes have something to do with it? And what were Napolitano's greatest failures? But we're going to open with the following. I happen to live in the most intolerant, false, liberal city on planet Earth. The most intolerant city on the planet. What you're about to hear was played this afternoon as an alleged joke by a moron on a major TV channel with anti-Asian, well, I would say it's juvenile anti-Asian jokes that you may have heard when you're in the fourth grade. And I want you to understand why this country's in trouble. It's because of morons like this co-anchor, Tori Campbell, who was so stupid that she didn't even know what she was reading. I want you to listen to it cold. Go ahead and play it.
We have new information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Tu Lo, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding Ao. The NTSB has confirmed these are the names of the pilots on board Flight 214 when it crashed. We are working to determine exactly what roles each of them played during the landing on Saturday.
This is a moron who should be fired immediately. The station should be sued by the Chinese whatever group. I've never heard anything as dumb and as racist in my life on a major local news channel. Now, this happened during the noon news today on KTVU, Channel 2 in San Francisco. Let me ask you something, all you tolerant liberal liars. What if Michael Savage had told such a stupid joke about a plane crash? The captain's name is Captain Something Wong, and the next captain's name is Wee Tu Lo, and Holy Fook, and Bang Ding Ao? That's funny to you? Who wrote that? Who at the station wrote this screed? And why is this moron co-anchor Tori Campbell still on the air? The answer is because we live in the most intolerant, false liberal city on planet Earth. Can you imagine if a so-called conservative had made such racist commentary? It's beyond belief. It's beyond belief what passes for liberalism in this area of mine here. Now on to the important stories. Zimmerman, one man's opinion, guilty of manslaughter. I've told you why all week. Fishy fish oil story about fish oils and the alleged link to prostate cancer, a complete fraud. Three, Zimmerman. Four, why is Napolitano suddenly leaving DHS? What are her greatest failures other than the Boston Marathon bombing? Do the Snowden tapes have something on her? The phone number here is 855-400-7282. It's open mic to Mike Friday. 855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. Let's begin in Washington, D.C. tonight on the Savage Nation. WMAL Ron, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
I think Zimmerman winning will be good for the liberal media.
What do you mean by Zimmerman winning? How does he win?
If he actually gets off scot-free, I think that actually helps liberal media.
You'll have to explain it in a little more detail.
Well, think of it this way. If he loses, they can say, okay, he gets charged for murder. There's no problem there. They get everything they want out of that. They can say, see, the white man shot the black guy, no problem. They get to keep their talking points going. But if he wins and he walks away, they get to say that now guns can now rule over everything, that now you can just shoot people for no reason. And it could be called blatantly racist.
Yeah, either way, look, morons like this idiot Tori Campbell. Did you hear what I opened with today on the show? Did you hear the jokes that she put on the air? Captain Something Wong?
Yes, I did. It was ridiculous.
Okay. These are the morons who run the news in the United States of America. These empty skirts, like this Tory Campbell, are the ones covering Obama's crimes and not reporting on them, going soft on Islamic terrorism. Do you understand why we're in trouble in this country? It's psychotic morons like this. Thanks for the call. 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go to the next caller right here in the backyard of the Savage Nation. KSFO San Francisco, Deborah. Welcome to the program. Deborah, what's on your mind?
Well, I think that Politano is leaving because she knows something and she doesn't want to take the heat and she wants someone else to take it.
Oh, my God. So what is she going to... But what is she going to do with that $1.8 billion hollow point bullets that she accrued? Where is she going to take them with her pickup truck on the way out the door?
Perhaps. Who knows?
Where is she hoarding them? At the University of California safe house?
I have no idea.
Where are her urban assault vehicles? Is she taking them with her?
I don't know.
So what do you mean? You seriously think that Napolitano knows there's a terror attack coming and she doesn't want to be in the hot seat?
Yes.
That Obama's planning a, let's say, a little event for the country and she doesn't want to be there?
Yes.
Is this what's going around on the blogs?
No, I don't have a computer. This is just my gut feeling.
Wow. That's interesting. You see, now that's a unique perspective that I didn't even think of, and I'm as cynical as the next person. So she knows that they're planning a Reichstag fire. Is that it?
Yes, because
she doesn't want to be there during the Reichstag fire because she's afraid of the heat.
Yes.
And if you can't take the heat, you get out of the kitchen. She's getting out of the kitchen.
That's right.
Wow. I got to send you my book, Trickle Down Tyranny, Stay on the Line. That's shocking. Do you understand what that woman just said? We're asking why is Janet Napolitano suddenly leaving the Department of Homeland Security? She announced it. She shocked everyone. And the double shock is that she's going to go and ruin the University of California as the chancellor, the president, whatever. Ruin a system that's already in the emergency room. Why is she leaving? Zimmerman, fish oil story. KTVU anchor, local San Francisco with bad Asian jokes. Captain Something Wong? What if I had done that? 855-400-7282. Let's go to Huntsville, Alabama. Jeremy, you're next up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael. All right, I just wanted to disagree with you. I got 3 points to make, and if you'll indulge me, I think I can change your point of view on this.
Please, I'm a very reasonable man. We're talking about Zimmerman. Fire away.
All right, the first one is that George Zimmerman did not engage Trayvon Martin. Trayvon Martin engaged George Zimmerman.
Let's pause right there. By whose word is that?
Everybody's?
What do you mean everybody's? Nobody saw the initial encounter. There are no witnesses to what happened.
Well, by the general understanding of the story and how it...
No, sir, I'm sorry. There's only one eyewitness, and that's the man who's living. The other eyewitness is dead. So I cannot confirm point one, but go to point two.
Okay. Now, if Trayvon Martin, if it went down the way that you suggested last night, you know, came out, why are you following me, you punk? You know, all that stuff. When he started hitting George Zimmerman, what if George Zimmerman would have died right there? Would you say that Trayvon Martin would be guilty, or would he be acting under self-defense?
Well, you're asking in a hypothetical. I don't know. I mean, he killed him with one punch? If he killed him with one punch?
In his head against the sidewalk, what if George Zimmerman would have died?
Okay, if Trayvon Martin had struck Zimmerman and killed him, he would be guilty of murder.
Okay. Then...
Well, obviously, he would be guilty, not of manslaughter, but of murder. He had malice in his heart.
Right. So...
Okay. So I don't see how that strengthens your argument that Zimmerman did the same thing, because you just trapped yourself into saying Zimmerman should be charged with murder.
Well, see, why did...
So give me the third point. Let's go through them one at a time. Maybe you can change your own mind. Go ahead.
Why does Trayvon Martin have more of a right to be on that street than what George Zimmerman does?
Wait, why does Trayvon Martin... hold on. Why does Trayvon Martin not have a right to be on that street? It didn't say blacks not allowed, did it?
No, I didn't say Trayvon didn't have a right to be there. I said,
okay, so he had a right to be there, and so did Zimmerman.
Right.
So, but was so let me ask you three questions. One, did Zimmerman have to be there? No. Two, did Zimmerman have to be carrying a loaded gun? No. Did Zimmerman have to get out of the car? No. I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
Are you one of the nearly half of all Americans that suffers from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation? If you're experiencing joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis, then this important message is for you. Stop suffering and start living a life free from pain with the help of Anatoblock. Anatoblock is a breakthrough supplement that is scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce excessive inflammation and get rid of pain. The formula is so effective that we guarantee you will feel a significant difference in just a few days. Pick up your supply of Anatoblock today by visiting any GNC store nationwide or online at GNC.com. Anatoblock is one of GNC's top-selling products and was recently voted to be the best new product innovation by GNC. Even better, join GNC's new member price program and get an instant 20% off today. That's right, 20% off for becoming a GNC VIP. Living a life free from pain is finally here. Get Anatoblock today at any GNC store nationwide or GNC.com.
There's a vote traffic. New problems in Fremont, northbound 680 after Scott Creek Road. It's in the center to buy, but traffic already slow from there over the Sunol grade. Have a crash northbound 880 Fremont Boulevard. That's off to the right side, but traffic slow from Thornton to 238. Extra heavy, especially if you're on your way to O.Co, where the A's host the Red Sox tonight. Have heavy traffic northbound 101 at Whipple. Crash. That one's in the center divide. I'm Dave Fouts, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Livermore Valley's premier food and wine affair, Taste Our Terroir, takes place July 18th through the 21st. Over four delectable days, Livermore Valley Wineries will offer more than 20 different events, including its signature food and wine pairing competition, culinary demonstrations featuring Chef Ryan Scott, vineyard tours, wine tasting seminars, and a five-course varietal dinner featuring 17 Livermore Valley Sauvignon wines. For tickets, visit lvwine.org.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax-deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle, and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035. Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Tim Sullivan from Monarch Retirement Group constantly strives to make your retirement and investing goals a reality.
Well, people should call Monarch Retirement if they're worried about this marketplace and worried about their future retirement. Somebody needs a financial advisor in these markets to try to navigate their retirement course. Questions like, what do I do with my 401k? How about that IRA that I forgot about 10 years ago? We answer questions like this every week. Tune in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. for Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan.
Call Tim Sullivan at Monarch Retirement Group toll-free to help navigate your investment future. 866-666-9996. That's 866-666-9996. Or go to monarchretirement.com. Tune in every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSFO 560 to Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan. Securities and advisory services offered through SII Investments, Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. SII and Monarch Retirement Group are separate companies.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Take out the papers and the trash. Or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor.
This is the talk show host's refrain to everyone who listens and calls. Yakety yak, don't talk back. Oh, boy, it's Friday. Lighten up. The world is horrible and it's going to get a lot worse. We have a petty martinet dictator in the White House. Believe me, he's going to get a lot worse before he gets better. And then we're going to see if I'm still on the air and if you still have talk radio. That'll be the real giveaway. The day you hear, let's say music from south of the border in my time slot, you'll know it's all over. It's time for you to reach for the Glock. Oh, yeah, you have to have a sense of humor. Just, I would say, stock up on your fish oils. That's all I could say before they ban them. See, they're trying to drive all of you into prescription drugs. So sugar is bad. Caffeine is bad. Fish oils are bad. Vitamins are bad. The only thing good for you are serious toxic chemical drugs because then you have to get a prescription from one of the drug peddlers with a medical degree. The MD today is nothing but a drug peddler's degree. They teach the children, just as the lawyers are taught, look for your first case within your own family. The doctors are taught, don't let them use vitamins. Drive them into synthetics because they cost a lot more. But let's go back to the important stuff. We got the idiot here with the stupid anti-Chinese jokes. What if a conservative had said something as juvenile and as offensive, how long would he be on the air? And yet the idiot woman who did it still has her job. Why is Janet Napolitano suddenly leaving DHS? Is Zimmerman guilty of manslaughter, as I say? These are some of the questions. Let's go to Miami. Rick on WFTL in the Florida area, Fort Lauderdale, that is. Miami, Rick, go ahead, please.
Mike, glad I got you, but I think it's a little bit too late. I think they switched the subject on me. You were talking about Zimmerman previously, and I could talk.
No, Zimmerman's still in the mix. We got four topics. Give us your Zimmerman thing.
Okay, basically, I believe there's proof that Zimmerman was lying, and I'll tell you why. Ergonomically, the way that Trayvon Martin was sitting on top of
Zimmerman,
okay? I used to do Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Uh-huh.
MMA. We're talking about ground positions. Forget about MMA stuff. We're talking ground positions.
Oh, wait, hold on. So let's slow it down now.
Okay.
Trayvon is sitting. Zimmerman claims Trayvon was sitting on his chest, right, pounding him.
Correct.
Okay. Go from there, please.
Okay. Now, we're going to back up a little bit. From watching Zimmerman explain where he had the gun, standing up, showing where he had the gun. Showing the television crew where he had the gun. It was at his side, not in his belt in front of him, but he showed like in the West, in the Wild West, it was at his side.
Okay.
Got it? Do you remember seeing
it? Yep.
Okay. Now, if it's at his side, Zimmerman's on his back. Trayvon Martin, there's two positions that you can get on top of somebody. One is what's called in the guard. You're basically in between his legs, which he was not. The second position is called the mal position. You're sitting on his chest.
And I watch MMA all the time. I'm very familiar with it. I don't think my listeners are.
Okay, we're talking about Brazilian jiu-jitsu. That's actually a Brazilian jiu-jitsu position.
Okay.
Judo position.
Right.
They call it a mounting position. You're sitting on.
Sure, he's on his chest. He's got his feet wrapped around his bottom, basically. He's pounding the guy's head.
On his knees, correct?
Yes.
Behind him, correct?
Yes, yes.
Can you see that?
Yep. So where does that lead us?
Okay. Now, Zimmerman's underneath him. The gun is at his side, all right?
Which means it's underneath Trayvon Martin's leg.
I'm sorry?
It means it's under Trayvon Martin's foot.
It's underneath his butt? Or
no, his foot. It's either underneath Zimmerman's behind, or it's on the pressed against the ground by Trayvon's foot.
That's well. Basically, Zimmerman said he squirmed down, which will be behind his butt or behind his leg.
Okay.
Not his thigh, not his inner thigh. Okay, but behind his inner knee.
Yes.
Okay, behind his butt.
Yes.
There's no way this kid on top could have seen that gun.
So what could have seen the gun?
He said he saw his gun. Yes, he did.
Wait a minute. Zimmerman claims that Trayvon saw him pull a gun.
No. He saw. He claims that Trayvon.
Right, what is your basic point? Please tell me it, Rick. What's the basic point?
He's lying. He did not see that gun.
All right. Listen to clip 7, where a prosecutor talks about the very same position in clip 7.
If he was up on his waist is covered by Trayvon Martin's legs. He couldn't have got the gun. He couldn't have. They wanted a reason. It's a physical impossibility. If Trayvon Martin had been mounted on the defendant, as the defendant claims, when he went to get his gun, he never could have got it.
Well, if what the prosecutor is saying is true, that means that Zimmerman is making it up. And in fact, he had his gun out all the time in his hand. And that the kid didn't have a chance. He just shot him and then made the rest of the story up. But look, I think you have to pull back again to what my main point is. One person had a gun, Zimmerman. One person did not have a gun, Trayvon. Zimmerman is alive. Trayvon is dead. Why was Zimmerman there? Well, he was a neighborhood watchman. He was not a policeman. The word is watchman. Watch and report. What the heck was he doing running around with a loaded gun as a neighborhood watchman? He could have had a taser or whatever's legal in Florida. He could have had pepper spray, as we've covered on the show. But no, he had a loaded gun around in the chamber. The safety was off. I keep going to the biggest point of all. If he had the safety on in that struggle, the whole struggle would have ended a different way. But no, that safety was off. The gun was ready to fire. Fire it did. Trayvon is dead. He's responsible for the death of this kid. My opinion. It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code Savage, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560, KSFO. Operations are returning back to normal at SFO at 5:05 this afternoon. The airport reopened runway 28 left for the first time since the Asiana crash. A Southwest jet was the first to land. Crews worked overnight to repair the runway and clear the crashed jet. Delays will continue tonight, but the airport should be back to normal tomorrow. San Francisco police say one of the Chinese teenagers killed in the crash was struck by a fire truck, although it's still not clear whether that killed her. The girl was on the ground and covered in foam that had been sprayed by fire crews. Officials say the second girl who died in Saturday's crash was dead when fire crews arrived. And a young girl now has become the third fatality from the crash, passing away today at SF General. Two males still remain in critical condition at San Francisco General. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Brought to you by Roto-Rooter.
Rooter. Buying or selling a house? Roto Rooter does video camera line inspection. Call 1-800-GET-ROTO to connect with your local Bay Area Roto Rooter. That's 1-800-GET-ROTO. And away go troubles down the drain. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Brought to you by Beach Blanket Babylon. Beach Blanket Babylon, the world's longest running musical review, is high energy pop culture satire and the perfect night out. The SF Chronicle gives Beach Blanket Babylon its highest rating as the real San Francisco treat. For tickets, go to beachblanketbabylon.com.
Attention business owners, this is Tony Robbins. I've spent the last three decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs.
And this is Chet Holmes, author of the number one business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you've heard my radio spots before, maybe you don't know that about 2,000 action-oriented business owners call us every week to get our free reports.
Chet and I have built a serious training program called 4 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months. We're going to give this to any business owner who calls us at 800-661-0 600. Just call with your email address and we'll email you this phenomenal audio training program at our expense, not yours.
It's a heck of a gift. See if you agree. 4 ways to double sales in 12 months.
Call and leave us a voicemail with your email and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. Call right now, 800-661-0600. 800-661-0600. Call right now, 800-661-0600.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we believe in getting you the parts you need fast, but no shenanigans. What are shenanigans? Those annoying shipping and handling charges you get stuck with when shopping online. We think handling is for sports cars. And shipping? Well, when you spend $75 or more at AdvanceAutoParts.com, shipping is 100% free. 0% shenanigans. AdvanceAutoParts.com. See site for details.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's hit show Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over 118 grand. Omaha, it's over 71,000 bucks. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula book and two DVD quick start guide. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
Devil or angel. See, that's the Zimmerman case. Devil or angel. I don't think he's a devil or an angel. I think he's a love schmuck walking around with a loaded gun. And he killed a kid by accident. I said accident. Did you notice that? I don't say he hunted to kill the kid. But he had a loaded gun and he was hoping that he could be a big shot and scare someone with a gun who was holding the place up. And, you know, win a merit badge from the community. He had the guts to go out there. Give him credit for that. But he should have understood something. If you're walking around with a loaded gun and you're looking for people who are breaking into houses and you confront them, one of two things is going to happen. Either they're going to shoot you with your own gun, or you're going to shoot them with your gun, or they're going to have a bigger gun than yours and shoot you first. I don't think people understand what a gun really is. Okay? I really don't think you understand what's at stake with a gun. It's not a toy. It's not a water gun. So, look, I've given you my opinion. I've taken a lot of heat. This just came out, by the way. The so-called NTSB just confirmed through their website that they're the ones who gave the local channel the incorrect Chinese slur names of the pilots, like We Too Low. Listen to this. This is your government work. This is Obama's NTSB. They gave the names? That was their joke? A summer intern did this. Intern. They should be interned. They apologized for inaccurate and offensive names that were mistakenly confirmed as pilots of Asiana Flight 214. I cannot believe this. Joe, I mean, Play the clip again so they know what I'm talking about.
We have new information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Tu Lo, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding Ao. The NTSB has confirmed
these. I don't care whether the NTSB sent it. This woman is the dingbat of the day, the dingbat of the decade. She's an example of why America's dying. They're that stupid that they get something like that and read it like it's the gospel. President Obama has just come back from a visit to Africa. No reportage whatsoever. Morons from top to bottom. Pew on all of you. Pew, you've destroyed my country. Pew, it's the media who destroyed the country. I don't blame the politicians. I blame morons like this empty skirt, lipstick with a pair of eyes. Unbelievable to me. 855-407-282. Let's go to West Palm Beach. Again, the Zimmerman case. West Palm Beach, WFTL. Frank, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Mike, my comment is I'm a community association manager in the state of Florida. I've managed condominiums and homeowners associations, and I've had contracted employees, and I've had volunteers. And one thing was very clear on all of these, and I think this, a community association has some responsibility here.
Wait, hold on. I've said from day one, from the get-go, that that homeowners association is going to go bankrupt from the lawsuit. They have huge liability.
I think that they do ultimately with the civil thing. And the bottom line is it should have been clear-cut on, you know, whether you're a volunteer or not. You should have a clear post-order, non-hostile, unarmed post, no brass knuckles. It should be clear-cut. And if it's not, they were aware of the fact that...
I agree with you 1,000%. It's like a security guard. There was a case in a Mexican bar in L.A. about 2 weeks ago of Mexican guys went in. They got into a fight. Another guy came in and saw his cousins being beaten up. He tried to break up the fight. And the unlicensed security guards in the Mexican bar broke his skull. They bashed him in with brass knuckles. Okay, then they fled to Mexico, wherever. They can't even find him. But the bar has the liability. It's the bar's liability. They hired these guys.
And I think your listeners, if they are board members or managers of community associations in or these communities, they should learn a valuable lesson from this and to guard their assets and make sure, volunteer or contracted employee, that it's clear cut. And that's just my point.
Well, thank you. You made a very, very salient point and extremely important for the world to learn from this tragedy of the death of Trayvon Martin, which is if you're going to hire a community watch person, one, what is their training? Two, what weapons, if any, are they permitted to carry? Three, what instructions have you given that person? Are there written instructions? Four, have you told them to go forward? When they find the perp or call the police. I mean, there are 100 things here that are going to be asked in another trial. And unfortunately, this community right now is in very, very dangerous position. Their liability is overwhelming. And, you know, I have a caller from Florida who says Obama should address the nation to quell unrest. Of course he should. But you know he's a demagogue who thrives on crises. Him and that wonderful creature in Chicago, Rahm Emanuel. Rahm Emanuel, who said never let a crisis go to waste, they're thriving on this. They want riots. They would like nothing better than to get people's minds off Obama's corruptions and Obama's scandals. They would like nothing better. 855-407-282. Many of you disagree with me. Many of you agree with me. Not many agree with me, but most of you disagree with me. Okay? I want to go to Kansas City on the powerhouse station of KCMO where Jeff is a security guard and he has an opinion on the Zimmerman case. Jeff, give us your opinion. Fire away.
Hey, Michael. The other caller I concur with, and actually he stole a lot of my thunder. I was going to say exactly the same thing he said, and I agree with him because I've done community watch before in Kansas City, and I have done mobile patrol in numerous apartment complexes. And my opinion is, I believe that George Zimmerman was brandishing his weapon upon approaching the young man.
I have that suspicion as well, but what gives you that suspicion?
Well, just because I'm an armed security officer, and normally whenever I approach somebody in uniform, they already know that I'm armed. And since this man had a had a weapon on him. My opinion is that he had his, that he showed that young man that he had a weapon, and instead of trying to tell him, hey, look, I just want to ask you a couple questions. What are you doing here? I'm the community watch commander. I just want to ask you a few questions, and that's all.
So let's take your suspicions. You assume Zimmerman had the gun out, and he did what?
Well, he had the gun out, and he said he had the weapon out, and he said he probably said something evasive like freeze, hold, something police-like, and it put the young man on. It made him evasive. And at that point, he got scared.
Well, hold on. Do you think that Trayvon Martin necessarily knew that Zimmerman was a community watchman?
No, I do not.
Why should we assume that? He had no uniform, no overt identification as such. Maybe the kid thought this guy was a nut with a gun.
Well, that's my opinion, sir. I believe that he was brandishing his weapon. The young man panicked, and I believe that he shot him not on the ground, but in a different position.
So how did he get the wounds on the back of his head?
Well, when the young man smacked him, he fell down and hit his head. He got up and he shot him, and the young man was not on him at that time.
That's your opinion. And by the way, there's no eyewitness. We don't know what happened. That's the problem here, Jeff.
It is, but I've been in altercations with people also, and the first thing I try to do is, get away from them, if I can.
Now, hold on. That's an interesting point right there. Is that your first instinct, is that if you're doing a security job and they want to get into a fight, you try to leave the scene? You don't fight with them. Is that correct?
Well, if they're fighting with me, I try to get away and protect myself. That's the first call.
And do you carry a loaded gun normally?
Yes, I do, sir. And I also carry pepper spray. I have other means besides the weapon, and I would use those first.
Well, why wasn't Zimmerman? Why didn't Zimmerman walk around? This is a great question. By the way, did Zimmerman also have pepper spray, or not? Or we don't know that.
Well, as a community watchman, he should have had secondary protective measures such as pepper spray.
You're touching on something that didn't even come out in the trial. I don't think the prosecutors did at all a professional job, because this didn't come out. They should have said, Mr. Zimmerman, did you have secondary measures with you? Did you have pepper spray? Did you have, I don't know what else you're allowed to have in Florida. I don't think you're allowed to have a stun gun. I think you can have a stun gun in Florida. I'm not sure. But let's say you can have one, and you can have pepper spray in Florida, right? Did you have those, Mr. Zimmerman? If he didn't, my God, what liability. You mean he went around like the Lone Ranger with a loaded gun? That's all he had? What else would you expect to happen?
Well, I'll tell you, Mike, my apartment manager asked me on one occasion to protect the parking lot because we was having some problems, and I only did it for him for 2 weeks. And after that point, I said, sir, you need to get a bonded security company to come in here because you can't protect me liability if something was to happen, because I had some of the people that was drinking. I made them pull out their alcohol, and,
So you're saying, okay, because you didn't want to pull out your gun because you knew what would have happened.
Yes, sir.
And so what would have happened is what happened with Zimmerman. Someone would have died. See, this is, I think this is something that's being missed in this whole discussion. There's an old rule. Don't pull out a gun unless you're ready to use it, because someone will use it on you or use their own gun. Didn't Zimmerman understand that?
I don't believe that, he actually understands the law, sir.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your very, very thoughtful opinion here. And again, it's not a majority opinion. There's another element here to this story that I think is rather disturbing. Zimmerman gave only one interview prior to this trial, and he gave it to a talk show host on Fox News. Why do you suppose Zimmerman went on that talk show and gave that interview? It was to politicize the case. And it was to raise money for his defense. Now, we keep hearing that Obama has politicized the case from day one, and he did, from the get-go. He shouldn't have done that. He had no right saying, if I had a son, he would look like Trayvon. That was an outrage. But that's not the first time that this demagogue has done something like that. There was a case when he just began as president where he stuck his nose into a case in Boston, if you remember, with a professor. Okay, see, if I had a son, he would look like Trayvon. He had no right doing that. That's not leadership. Okay, that's an adversarial position that he took. He already made Zimmerman guilty without a trial, without knowing the facts. Now that we know the facts, I've been saying over and over again, now that the facts have come out, in the beginning, I immediately assumed that this kid was a punk who attacked Zimmerman, and Zimmerman had every right to shoot him. And as the case evolved, I said, wait a minute, something's wrong with this picture. And Zimmerman looked to me like he has a great deal of culpability here, liability, and that he should be should have been charged with second-degree manslaughter, which he wasn't. That was a technical mistake. But the fact of the matter is, Zimmerman went on only one show on Fox News, and he presented his side of it. Now, I think, by the way, and I'm not trying to bash the individual who had him on the show. I mean, there's no need to do that. I think he didn't do this country a good service. I think that by having Zimmerman on for ratings, I think he did the country a terrible disservice, and I think he politicized the case even more than Obama did. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN. 800-BUY-COIN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
KSFO traffic, new accident in San Mateo, southbound 101 at Poplar Avenue. Second lane from the left is blocked. Have a crash, Antioch Bridge, northbound. HOV lane is blocked there to the south. Bay, northbound 17 passes Summit. Right lane blocked by a crash. Still very slow traffic on the Nimitz. If you're on your way to the ODOT code, northbound 880 heavy from Mowry Avenue up to Highway 238. That's because of earlier problems and Friday. I'm Dave Fouts from the ODOT code, KSFO.
Can you believe there's talk of another housing bubble? Parts of California are so overheated, prices are up 25% from last year. Scary to think the music could stop again anytime. Don't speculate, educate. Real Wealth Networks is the Bay Area's largest real estate investment club with thousands of members since 2003. Their next event is July 13th in San Mateo, with topics ranging from lease options to living trusts, best places to buy rental property, and panel discussions from local investors sharing their strategies. There's no high-pressure sales. People pushing expensive boot camps you don't need. Just real-world information that will help you cash in on one of the most lucrative real estate markets in history. If you're fearful of the unpredictable stock market or the government financial policies, you may find comfort in hard assets like real estate. This full-day event is only $67 for KSFO listeners. Find out more at realwealthevents.com. That's realwealthevents.com or call 888-RW-NETWORK. That's 888-RW-NETWORK or realwealthevents.com.
Your company has unlicensed software on company computers. You told management, but they ignore the problem. Be part of the solution by reporting software piracy confidentially to BSA, the Software Alliance. Go online and report it at nopiracy.org.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Brian Sussman here. I know a lot of our KSFO listeners who have been living in homes that date back a few years, and they've been calling our friends at Plumbing Tech and Repipe to get their old galvanized pipes replaced with brand new copper pipes. All the work done in one day. Changing out your old pipes will dramatically increase your water pressure, so you don't have to worry about things like getting scalded in the shower when someone flushes the toilet. All of Plumbing Tech's work is 100% guaranteed. They handle commercial as well as residential. The best part is their pricing. Shop around for other bids, but make Plumbing Tech and Repipe your last estimate. Their rates are extremely competitive, and they'll beat just about any estimate out there. Call Plumbing Tech and Repipe today. They'll throw in either a brand-new residential water heater or a tankless water heater with every repipe job they complete. That's up to a $1,600 value. For your free estimate and final estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. That's 866-201-8682 or plumbingtechandrepipe.com.
It is the Savage Nation. I guess you only want to talk about the Zimmerman case, and it's a huge case. Huge case. The Homeowners Association is going to lose millions of dollars. The issue is not pleasant on either side here. I have nothing at stake in this case. I mean, I'm depressed by it. I'm depressed by the fact that it's turned into such a racially divisive case, which is to be expected with the president that we have who thrives on this kind of thing. Does it tie into Napolitano resigning today? Has she been told that there would have been a verdict? She wasn't prepared for the riots? Is there something coming? Is there a Reichstag fire-like event being planned that she doesn't want to be around for? I mean, you want to, you know, with this presidency, anything is possible. We all know that they're very devious. We all know how biased they are. And we also know how dangerous they are. Everybody knows that. Now we have a volatile case along the lines of a Rodney King, even though it isn't the same thing. It's not a guy being beaten by batons. By the way, Rodney King provoked it. I don't know if you know that, but that's a secondary story. Look what that did to the country. Then you have moronic jackals like the KTVU reporter that I mentioned, reading racist Chinese names on air without even knowing what she was doing. She's that stupid. She reads what's put in front of her like a parrot, which is why the country is in the wreck, is the wreck that it is. And so there's no winners here. No, there's no winners. Look, no winners, no losers. Zimmerman's life is over as well, one way or the other. He's a hunted man. Whether he's free or not free, he's hunted. That's A. You know, the best thing this guy could do is leave the country, but he's not that, he doesn't have the money for that. So what's he going to do, a kid like this, without a dime in his pocket? Where's he going? And the parents of Trayvon Martin, should they just swallow it and say, oh, I don't care? How can you say that? What if it was your child? What if you were a poor person, white, black, whatever, Hispanic, and your kid was shot in such an altercation? See, the problem here is that if Trayvon had had a gun, which he didn't, we wouldn't even be talking about this case. It would have been like, okay, at the shootout at the OK Corral. They both had guns, blah, 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 one won, one lost, sorry he's dead, but okay, let's move on. But he didn't have a gun. This is what the imbalance is in, on top of it all, because we don't know how it started. We don't know who did what. We really don't. We only have one witness. But one guy had a gun and one guy didn't. That's the issue. Now, many of you are overly identifying with Zimmerman for the reason. I understand your reasons. You're afraid that if you defend yourself in the future, you're not going to be able to justify the use of your gun and you're going to go to jail and you'll be afraid to use your gun. That's a valid fear. However, I don't think you have that to worry about for one reason. This kid Trayvon did not break into Zimmerman's house, did he? He wasn't on Zimmerman's property, was he? It wasn't even Zimmerman's property. Think about what I'm saying to you. Let's say you're a homeowner and you have a gun, as all of us do, in this country that's like a powder keg about to blow up. and someone comes onto your property and threatens you, and you wave the gun at him, you still have liability. You can't just wave a gun at somebody. That's brandishing. Let's say they break into your house. You realize the laws are so twisted that even if you use the gun in your house, it's an ambiguous situation. Especially if you shoot him in the back, you could say he was fleeing, and the prosecutor would say you shot a guy who was fleeing. Be very cautious with your guns. Be very cautious. Okay, you'd rather be judged instead of buried, the pallbearer. I know the whole story. But this is not the same case as someone breaking into your house or threatening your wife and children. Who was Trayvon Martin threatening? Answer, nobody. Who was threatened? I don't know. Maybe Trayvon felt threatened. I know you don't want to hear it. I know you think I'm NPR now for taking the case of Trayvon's case, but I am taking his side. He's dead. He is dead. He was unarmed. The other guy is alive and was armed. That, to me, says an awful lot, ladies and gentlemen, and I have to go with my logic and my judicial wisdom here. And I think that you have to agree with me. There's a degree of tremendous liability on the part of Zimmerman. I've been saying it now for weeks and been getting bashed by the others in the media who already took it. Because, look, you can demagogue this case very easily and say, okay, let's see. My audience is largely white males over 50. It's conservative. How do I appease my base? I'll tell them they're always right to use their gun. So I'll always take their side, and I'll say that Zimmerman was not only was he right, he was a hero. Well, I'm not going to do that because it's not true, because nobody saw what really happened. Secondly, I am empathizing with Trayvon. He was not. What did he really do in his life that was wrong? Let's say he had broken into an apartment. Let's now go to the extreme. He broke into an apartment, and this Zimmerman saw him running out with a TV set. Would that justify him shooting him over an old television set? No. I mean, what justifies killing a man? Is life that cheap in our country that we have no value for human life? Now, we understand Zimmerman said he felt that his life was in danger, and according to Florida law, all he has to do is fear that his life is in danger to use his gun. That's his position. But who corroborates that position? Certainly not the dead man. So whose testimony do we have? Only the live man. That's why there's a trial. And that's why I've come to the conclusion that although it was not premeditated murder, although it's not murder 1, 2, or 3, if there is a 3, it is certainly murder, and it's certainly manslaughter, rather, and it's a lesser charge of manslaughter, and I think he should be charged with it, should have been charged with it, and I think he should be punished accordingly. I know that this disappoints many of you, but that's the way the cookie crumbles on the show.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Hey, my love, I love you so. I want it for you. You'll never know.
It is. That's an uncertain fate for Zimmerman. The only person who has a certain fate is Trayvon Martin. His fate's been determined already. His fate's not hanging in the balance. So you say, oh, well, he got what he deserved, many of you are saying it. Well, you have to really explore that. You have to explore that. What do you mean he got what he deserved? Why? What did he do that was so wrong? What did Trayvon Martin do that night that he deserved to die? I don't know. When he was walking in a white neighborhood that had been burglarized, no one said he burglarized it. And even if he had, did he deserve to die? We don't know that he ever burglarized anything. He's walking around with a soda in his hand. Tonight, the Zimmerman jury exited after the first day of deliberations ended with no verdict. And attorney Mark O'Mara, who was a defense attorney, said in his closing argument that the prosecution failed to prove George Zimmerman did not act in self-defense, and he blamed Trayvon Martin for the violence. I do not know if we have that tape. That would be a good one. If you'd rather go get a mojito or a beer, I don't blame you. It's the end of a long, miserable, horrible week. Horrible week. Those of you who've been taking fish oils and now you're suddenly frightened that they cause prostate cancer, which is a scare. Just like the, what's that stuff you eat with Thanksgiving turkey? You remember the cranberry scare? For a while, nobody ate cranberries because of the false study on what is that stuff called? That jellied cranberries. Every other day, they put something out to scare you away from a natural product. and drive you into medication. Next, they'll tell you aspirin. After making you take baby aspirin now for 10 years for your coronary, next, the gangsters in the drug industry will tell you that aspirin is going to kill you, that the only thing that's safe for you to take is Lipitor and an antidepressant, you know, that they all manufacture, and something for your masculinity and a hair job to make sure you can grow hair. What a country. And who feeds these lies? The media morons who read it like a script, like that moron here in San Francisco who read it cold. Now they're blaming an intern. The intern did it. Now the NTSB is apologizing, saying that a summer employee wrote the offensive names for the Asiana crash pilots as "We Too Low" and "Something Wrong." Oakland Television. That ought to be her swan song. It's time for her to retire to the hills of Oakland and take up, I don't know, something. I would say knitting, but women don't knit anymore. Maybe she should take up yoga. But it's people like her, in my opinion, who've destroyed America. They read things put in front of them without any discernment whatsoever. Did you hear this or not? Play it now. Okay, forget about it. Thanks for listening to the show. WABC Frank, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Well, Mike, I have to agree with you on the manslaughter charge, basically because he had the wherewithal to reach for his gun. He had a free hand. Now, at the point where he brought that gun up to Trayvon Martin's chest, he knew he had the upper hand. He had the advantage. So for him to say he felt his life was threatened, it can't be at that point, because he knew Trayvon Martin's life was in his hand. He could have taken the gun, fired a few rounds into the grass, which would have scared the daylight.
Well, okay, so in the middle of a tussle, number one, I don't think he had the wherewithal to fire anything, but he just pulled off a shot and he killed him. I don't think he wanted to kill him, frankly. See, that would be murder if he wanted to kill him. That's why I say you have to find the lesser charge of manslaughter. He certainly didn't want to kill this kid.
Well, I don't think he meant to, but I think that, you know, at that point, before he pulled the trigger, he must have known he had the advantage. He had the tactical advantage over this young kid.
And look, if it was a cop, a trained officer with any experience, and he was on the ground, and if we can believe his head was being banged, we still don't know if that's true, I would think the cop would have fired a shot into the kid's leg, not into his chest. If he would have fired it at all. I think the officer would have grabbed for his pepper spray and sprayed it in the kid's eyes. That would have put an end to the fight. You know that, right?
I agree. Listen, I'm from New York City, and I have a gun, and it is extremely difficult to get a permit to have a possess a firearm.
I don't know how you do. I don't think there are any. I mean, there were many in New York. How'd you get it? Are you
It's old. It's grandfathered in. And let me tell you, they teach you in police courses that somebody has to be coming at you with a meat cleaver, basically, for you to discharge that weapon.
Okay, now that's another important point. What weapon did Trayvon Martin have other than his fists, which can be very lethal, by the way? People have been killed with one punch, incidentally. Look, a 17-year-old is a man, and they're stronger than a 25-year-old usually. Let's not turn him into a kid either. They're 12 years old in Somalia. They carry an AK-47. So let's not turn Trayvon into a child. He was no child. 17 already, you're a grown man, you know. So that's not the issue. He was a grown man and strong as iron. And he gave this kid a belt in the head and probably knocked him down. And Zimmerman's head hit the ground, and then he pulled out the gun and shot him. That's probably what happened. We don't know what really happened.
Grew up in Tough Tapers. I've gotten into many street fights. I'm sure you have too. I mean, I got the tar licked out of me, and I did some, you know, tar beating myself. Never amounted to shooting guns and knives and stabbing. I mean, I just don't think he had to kill this.
I can remember to this day the stars in my eyes that I can remember the first time I really got punched in the nose. I never forgot the punch that hit me. To take Zimmerman's side, you've been punched in the face, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's an experience. It's like your first love. You never forget it. It's like love by the sewer plant. I mean, you'll never forget this as long as you live. The first time you get punched straight in the nose and you see stars coming into your head, you can't forget that, can you? And you really, for that moment, I don't know how anyone could pull a gun out in that situation, by the way, incidentally.
Yeah,
you know, that's an interesting question. I can remember to this day, I got punched straight in the face. And I saw stars. I didn't know where I was. I had to grab a banister on a railing in a high school. I got hit by a kid in a high school in Jamaica High School. I can remember to this day, I didn't have any ability to do anything at that moment for that second.
It knocks the wind out of you, definitely. It takes takes away all your, you know, your perception. But, Mike, can I make one more?
Well, that was the day I decided to go into writing and radio. I realized I wasn't made for the ultra-fighting world.
Mike, can I make one point, please?
Yes.
The day they take Mike Savage off the radio because of his politics, you won't have to worry about 30 million aliens coming into the country. You'll have 50 million Americans trying to leave the country.
Well, don't say that because they'll take me off the radio tomorrow. They want you to leave.
Yeah, let me tell you. You'd be a great disc jockey anyway. I like the music you play.
Yeah, there's always a secondary backup career for me. I get that. I'm hoping that in the FEMA camp, they permit me to play rock and roll on Friday nights. All right, look, it's a, you know, we got to relax a little. Let's play some music, guys. Let's play a little doo-wop of any kind on the Savage Nation. How about Danny and the Juniors at the Hop, or Rock and Roll is Here to Stay, or, you know, one of those songs would be nice. Innocent music in its own way. Very innocent in its own way. Very innocent. The lyrics were innocent. The women were always put on a pedestal. Guys are always after women. That's when the, shall I say, chrome was thick and the women were straight. KSFO. Ken, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. Ken, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. Dead in the water, a blank. That's like shooting a blank. See, the call screen is supposed to make sure they're there, but you can't tell. Sometimes they leave. WABC Mike on line 7. You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael. It's clear that that study on fish oil is nonsense and bunk. Totally, and you're right about dismissing it as crazy. But there's one clincher. There's a lot of reasons
yes.
The study's wrong.
Yes.
And let me just articulate. I'm sure you're aware of it, and maybe a lot of your listeners are not. And Japan is known to be a society where the amount of fish consumed in the diet is larger than pretty much anywhere else in the world.
Correct.
The level of omega-3 in the blood in Japan is much higher than anywhere else in the world.
Correct.
If exclusion, the high levels of omega-3 produce a higher level of prostate cancer were correct, then you would expect to find an epidemic of prostate cancer in Japan.
You're absolutely right. You're using logic, and you know that there's a spokesmouth from the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Institute who, after this fallacious study was published, came out and said, this proves once again that vitamins are dangerous. That's what he said. And then he said, I don't even eat fish anymore. I'm afraid to even eat fish. That's what he had the nerve to say, Mike. This shows you what passes for science today.
Well, actually, in fact, in Japan, enjoys about the lowest incidence of prostate cancer in the world. And it's normally attributed to the fact that their diet contains...
Did you hear the interview I did yesterday on this subject with the MD, PhD?
Yeah.
Who said... Yeah, he also said that they also consume soy from infancy, by the way. You know, so it's not just the fish, it's the soy.
Recently about soy after men had their prostate removed, so it was a competing...
I didn't give up. I'll tell you right now, Mike, I did not stop taking my fish oils because of that fishy fish oil study. I'm not going to stop taking it. You know, fish oils have revolutionized my triglyceride levels have dropped by 30% because of fish oils. You know that?
I was supposed to be gone a long time ago. I had a 59 PSA 2.5 years ago. And I wouldn't do anything conventional.
59 PSA? What did you do to lower it?
But I actually went higher, and then I had a clean CAT scan a year ago.
Well, what did you use to lower the PSA? It hasn't gone down?
It actually went 59 to 55, 79, 79, 81 over a year and a half.
And you still don't have, wait, and you still do not have any prostate cancer with those numbers?
Well, my CAT scan after the 81 came back clean. So I was supposed to have a bone scan, but I put it off.
Oh, God. See, men worry about these things. Wow. Terrible, terrible.
Medicine.
All right, Bill. It's a horrible thought. God, the things that happen to the human body, the way of all flesh. That's what waits for you. keep yourself healthy, you know, moderate your drinking, don't smoke, eat well, and then you live long enough to get prostate cancer and die a horrendous death screaming in the back of a hospital. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful way to look at the arc of the arc of life. It's a pleasure, you know. Who has the last laugh? I used to have a friend that used to joke about this because he had a dark sense of humor. I don't know. We were probably in our 30s or early 30s at that time. And he used to joke all the time about how men, he'd say, look at them in Hollywood, how vigorous they are in their 30s or 40s, walking around, you know, getting all the women. And you know how it ends, don't you? And he would always paint the picture of them at the end in a wheelchair, in a nursing home, left alone, being brutalized by an illegal alien attendant who steals the little money that the family gives him. And he can't cry out as he's pushed into a corner near a curtain. I mean, we would laugh hysterically in the North Beach streets of San Francisco at such a story. Why? It was dark humor. At least we could still laugh. I don't think people can even tell those jokes anymore. I don't know what happened to him. I hope he's not in a wheelchair in the back of a nursing home somewhere in front of a curtain. But that's neither here nor there. Here we are. What did I want to tell? Oh, I got to tell you a story. We're talking about Zimmerman. We're talking about fishy fish oils. No one's really calling on why Napolitano suddenly and abruptly departed her position as the woman who was the worst chairman of Homeland Security in the history of that department. There was once a good one. Remember that really skinny guy? I liked him. I felt safer with him. Who was that guy? He went to Wall Street as a stockbroker, I think. I don't remember his name. He was like a skinny, gaunt lawyer under Bush. I liked him. Then they put this one in, who opened the border up like a can of peas, did everything counterintuitive for Homeland Security, did absolutely nothing to stop the Boston Marathon bombing, and today she resigns. And at the same time she resigns, she announces she's going to be the president of the University of California system, which is very personal to me, because I have my doctorate from the University of California, and I have a great fondness for the system. And what are they putting her there for? Why? She did such a great job at DHS, she will destroy the university. What she'll do is she'll bring in as many illegal aliens into the system and turn it into something it was never intended to be. But the thing is, why did she suddenly quit? Now, a woman called in the last hour, and she said, because I think she knows something like an event's going to be orchestrated by the government, and she doesn't want to be in the hot seat. You know, the old saying, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. She said she got out of the kitchen because she knows the heat's coming. For Obama to squirm out of the crises that he's created with his incompetence and corruption, he's going to do some kind of Reichstag fire, is what one of the conspiracy calls was about. And I said to the woman, did you get that online? Is that what's going on? She said, no, I don't even have a computer. Wow. And did Zimmerman have to be there? No. Did Zimmerman have to carry a loaded gun? No. Did Zimmerman have to get out of the car? No. Did Zimmerman have to shoot to kill? No. I rest my case, and I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you one of the nearly half of all Americans that suffers from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation? If you're experiencing joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis, then this important message is for you. Stop suffering and start living a life free from pain with the help of Anatoblock. Anatoblock is a breakthrough supplement that is scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce excessive inflammation and get rid of pain. The formula is so effective that we guarantee you will feel a significant difference in just a few days. Pick up your supply of Anatoblock today by visiting any GNC store nationwide or online at GNC.com. Anatoblock is one of GNC's top-selling products and was recently voted to be the best new product innovation by GNC. Even better, join GNC's new member price program and get an instant 20% off today. That's right, 20% off for becoming a GNC VIP. Living a life free from pain is finally here. Get an Anablock today at any GNC store nationwide or GNC.com.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA, and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
So, how will all the new economic policies affect you and me? Good question. I'm Brian Sussman. Please join me and financial advisor Pat Vitucci for a luncheon financial seminar Tuesday, July 16th in Pleasanton, or again on Thursday, July 18th in San Jose, both at noon. How does your financial game plan look right now with Uncle Sam digging deeper into your pockets? Again, join us Tuesday the 16th at the Pleasanton Hilton or Thursday the 18th at Maggiano's in Santana Row in San Jose. Both are at noon for lunch. Just call to reserve a seat. 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. On the web, don'tinvestandforget.com. Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
It is 26 minutes after the hour on the Savage Nation. Go to the Drudge Report if you want to see the fishy fish oil story. It's the picture with the little capsules that look like a fish. I mean, if you missed it, you go to the Drudge Report and click on it. I'm telling you, you should save that because people are lying to you about natural supplements and vitamins. They want to drive you into prescription drugs, in my opinion. It's one man's opinion. Here's some good news for you Obama lovers out there. The president who worked so hard on his $100 million junket to Africa is heading to Martha's Vineyard next month for a nine-day stay. It's back to the beach for President Obama this summer. The president and the first lady, Michelle, are going to Martha's Vineyard. In keeping with White House policy, the vacation plans of their daughters were not disclosed. In the past, daughters Sasha and Malia have joined their parents for trips to the Massachusetts Island. Massachusetts Island. It will be Mr. Obama's and Mrs. Obama's fourth summer vacation on Martha's Vineyard since he became presidente in 2009. Obama skipped the trip last year during his reelection campaign. Well, they need a vacation. They work so hard on all these vacations, and controversies. I mean, you need a vacation from such controversies. And I wish the first family a wonderful, wonderful summer vacation. They're entitled to it. Mandela's wife says he has improved. Nelson Mandela's wife, Graca Machel, said the condition of the hospitalized former South African over the last week. He was hovering while Obama was there. We were hanging on the edge. Thank God he's better. Really, thank God he's better. How old is he now? 94 years old. Boy, some people are strong. I'll bet he didn't take fish oils.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-497-9989. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-497-9989. Again, that's 800-497-9989. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-497-9989. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need to call 800-497-9989.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fowler, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. We take a look at the Friday evening commute. Northbound 880 still the worst. The Nimitz Freeway bumper to bumper out of Fremont from about Dakota Road up to A Street in Hayward. Slow off the San Mateo Bridge on eastbound 92 as well. Northbound 680 Mission Boulevard looks like a crash on the ramp there. Northbound 680 itself is backed up almost from Montague Expressway as you head up towards Mission Boulevard. Southbound 101 slow in San Jose. Still Lawrence Expressway down towards Highway 87. Bumper to bumper in San Francisco, northbound 101 from 280 onto the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. Still sluggish eastbound 580 getting through Livermore. Your weather forecast, it's going to be cool overnight, but then heat up a little bit for the weekend. Low 60s at the coast, upper low 90s inland. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by Roto-Rooter. Plumbing emergency from faucets to sinks, toilets to tubs. Call 1-800-GET-ROTO and connect with your local Bay Area Roto-Rooter. That's 1-800-GET-ROTO. And away go troubles down the drain. 1-800-GET-ROTO. Call today.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. National Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-4131. National Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-4131 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-4131.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, we believe in getting you the parts you need fast, but no shenanigans. What are shenanigans? Those annoying shipping and handling charges you get stuck with when shopping online. We think handling is for sports cars. And shipping? Well, when you spend $75 or more at AdvanceAutoParts.com, shipping is 100% free. 0% shenanigans. AdvanceAutoParts.com.
Advance Auto Parts.
See site for details.
Learn to cash in on the most lucrative real estate market in history. Real Wealth Network is the Bay Area's largest real estate investment club with thousands of members since 2003. Their next event is July 13th in San Mateo, with topics ranging from lease options, trusts, best places to buy rental property, and panel discussions from local investors. No high-pressure sales, no boot camps, just real-world information, and it's only $67 for KSFO listeners. Find out more at realwealthevents.com. That's realwealthevents.com or call 888-RW-NETWORK.
Did you know your ugly, cracked, stained, embarrassing driveway, patio, or walkway can actually earn you money?
I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one designer and installer of elegant outdoor living systems. This summer, love your home again and turn your old hardscapes into big savings with our free demolition and instant recycling cash credit. Call System Pavers today at 877-PAVE-002 and you'll save like never before, because we'll demolish and remove your old ugly concrete, brick, or asphalt for free and give you an instant recycling cash credit toward our beautiful interlocking pavers, SP Turf, custom-built in barbecues, fire pits, and wonderful outdoor lighting. This could add up to hundreds, even thousands in savings, but you must call now at 877-PAVE-002. Don't wait. Our free demolition, removal, and instant recycling credit only applies to new projects for completion by July 31st. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
Be magic, my dear, having your love. If this is magic,
it is a terrible time to be in America. It is terrible. It's very fishy. This guy has wrecked everything he's touched. But we have a system where you're stuck with him. You know how many more years we have of this character? It's unbelievable to me. If there was an election today, would Obama win again? No. Everyone has buyer's remorse, except those invested in his shenanigans. If there was a legitimate country here where you could vote again, have another vote saying, look, enough is enough. He's wrecked everything. He's turned man against man, black against white, white against brown, brown against white. The man has done everything possible to wreck the country in the minds of 30 to 40 million people. He could never win again. Never. Florida on WFTL, Ken, you're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, Dr. Savage, first time, long time. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
The Obama inserted himself in this Trayvon Zimmerman thing a long time ago when he referenced his son might look like Trayvon. So he's got some responsibility in this thing. And I don't know how we could do it to get it done, but somebody needs to ask him to address the nation prior to this verdict coming down, and to tell the people, you know, especially his brothers or some of the youth, the black youth, to stand down. The law has been done. The jury is...
Well, of course, if you had a legitimate leader, he would do that.
Well, here's the thing. If he's not asked, you don't know what he would do. But if somebody in Congress or some of the black clergy could make some sort of bipartisan request for him to do it, and if he doesn't...
Oh, yeah, good luck. You're going to expect reasonable behavior from the Congressional Black Caucus or from the Congressional Democrats? They've shown great reason to date, haven't they?
Oh, my God, no.
I am an eternal cynic, Ken. I am an eternal cynic, which is why I think I resonate with a certain audience in America. I think America is extremely cynical. Of course you're right, if we had a legitimate president who did not want violence and didn't want mayhem. He would calm the nation down. But he hasn't done that yet. Maybe he will. Maybe. While jurors deliberated inside the Seminole County courtroom in Sanford, Florida, a small but vocal group of protesters were giving speeches, chanting, and handing out flyers in the free speech zone. All the protesters, so-called, called for justice for Trayvon. But, you ready for the subtext? They were also pushing other radical causes, including reparations for slavery. Aha. Oh, you mean there's a larger agenda here? Wow, I'm shocked. I am just shocked that reparations for slavery is coming up. Don't get me started on that one, because I'll handle that one very well if you'd like. Who are the protesters? It's unbelievable to me. Well, we'll deal with the reparations story at another time. From my point of view, well, I'll let that one go for another day. Janet Napolitano, does anyone want to take that on? Why did she suddenly leave the DHS? Do the Snowden tapes have something on her? I'm just asking, that's all. I'm just asking. It's awful. I was thinking about making a donation to the University of California and setting up a program in ethnobotany in my name. I'm not going to do it now. I won't give a dime to the university. I'm a graduate. Why shouldn't I? But I'm not doing it. Fishy fish oil study stinks. It's still up on Drudge. You should link it. while you can. Oh, my God, what stories. I don't even want to look at them. He's received asylum offers from Venezuela, Bolivia, Nicaragua, Ecuador, and Russia. Who, Obama? Oh, no, Snowden, I'm sorry. I thought Obama received asylum offers from Venezuela, Bolivia, Nicaragua, Ecuador, and Russia. That would be some story, wouldn't it? Would they let him take Air Force One and the chandeliers? What else? It's not a lot of news. A lot of news. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. WABC Ron supports Zimmerman. Ron, you have your moment in the sun. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Michael. With the Zimmerman-Martin case, where there isn't direct evidence, and what little direct evidence there is, does tend to favor Zimmerman. Where there isn't, geometric logic tends to favor Zimmerman. Some of the things you said, maybe he had the gun out when he confronted Martin. If that was so, it was unlikely that there would have been a tussle with Martin. I don't think a person, especially a 17-year-old, would have been willing to tangle with somebody who has a gun brandished at him. Second,
well, let's pause. That's a very good point, but I'm not sure I agree with it. Let's reverse it for a minute. Let's assume Zimmerman was walking around with his gun in his hand, and Trayvon eluded him and saw this jerk with a gun and jumped him from behind, as he claims. In other words, Zimmerman claims Trayvon jumped him from behind. Let's assume that that's true. Do we know if Zimmerman already had the gun in his hand? We don't. So it could be both things could be true at the same time, Ron. You'd have to agree.
Need to assume that because the coroner's office, and I know this from being in law enforcement, the geometry of the shot fit Zimmerman's version of events, meaning the angle at which...
What do you mean by the geometry of the shot?
The angle at which the round entered Martin's body fit Zimmerman's version of events, with him saying he was on the ground and he fired straight up with Martin over him.
Okay, you're in law enforcement. Are you a policeman?
I'm retired from law enforcement, yes.
Okay, then let me ask you something.
Career history in background law.
Then let me ask you this, if I may. If you had engaged in a similar situation and shot an unarmed 17-year-old black kid, tell me what would have happened to you.
Well, of course, there would be the fact-finding. There would be the grand jury. Given the facts, let's say that he's trying to crack my skull on the floor, more than likely, overwhelmingly, the grand jury probably would refuse to indict because the use of force that escalated very rapidly, because it only takes a fraction of a second for physical force to become lethal force that quick in a tussle. And so the use of force in that situation would justify the use of my sidearm.
Would you agree with me that as a neighborhood watchman, he didn't have the same standards for use of force that a policeman would?
Oh, no. I disagree with you there because basically the use of force is the use of force for a police officer or a citizen. You don't.
Okay, then let's go to the next level. Do you agree with me that he should have carried pepper spray and perhaps had that at the ready instead of a loaded 9mm gun?
Yeah, but that's not germane to the whole case. The issue is that he didn't have that. Force was brought against him.
Well, why didn't he have it? He was only a neighborhood watchman. Who told him to run around with a loaded gun?
Well, even though it was not the policy of his neighborhood watch guard to do that, he was within his legal rights in the state of Florida to do that.
Whoa, this is very interesting. You just said something I hadn't yet heard. That was not the policy of the neighborhood watch to carry a loaded gun?
Yes. But, however...
Wait, this is intriguing. So they didn't say... They didn't tell him to carry a loaded gun. They didn't instruct him to carry a loaded gun in looking for people. They did not tell him to do that. He did it on his own?
Yes. There was no set policy one way or the other, prohibiting or encouraging.
Okay. No, I'm just listening. I'm listening and learning. Why did he not have pepper spray or a secondary weapon instead of a gun?
Well, that I would say there's two reasons for that. First, one, you, of course, Mrs. Zimmerman would have to answer that most accurately. Secondly, that neighborhood watch, in my opinion, did fail probably to properly equip their members. They did train them. They gave them the required legal minimum training, but it appears as they didn't supply much in the way of equipment.
Mm-hmm. But why did Zimmerman not follow the 9/11 operator's suggestion, you don't have to do that, sir, to follow this kid?
The 9/11 operator was a civilian without any authority to order him not to follow him. It was merely a suggestion.
This is the crux of the matter from my point of view. Why did Zimmerman follow him?
Well, Zimmerman may have been observing him. It was said that Trayvon Martin fit the description of a person who was wanted for burglaries in that project several weeks earlier. And that he
would that justify killing him?
That was not the reason for killing him. The justification for killing him is because he was using force by smashing his head against the concrete brick.
Well, that brings us to the crux of the matter. Why was he in that situation, Zimmerman, that he was having his head bashed on the sidewalk? If that's the case, by the way, who put him in that situation?
He made a common law inquiry, which is completely legal.
Well, no, he made that decision to be there. Zimmerman put himself in harm's way.
No.
And then he did. He had no right. He had no necessary right to be there.
Him.
He didn't have. He could have.
Ron,
he could have stayed in his car. Ron, he could have stayed in his car.
Okay, it was maybe a judgment of error, but not a criminal culpable judgment of error. There's two different.
Well, hold on. It may have been a judgment of error, but it led to the death of a 17-year-old who had committed no crime. It
led to the death of a 17-year-old who's responding to a simple question with force, trying to crack a guy's skull open.
Do we know that he was having a skull bashed in? For a fact, or do we have to assume that that's true?
No, there are injuries to the back of his skull. That was established at the trial very clearly.
Yeah, you're right. But how serious were those injuries?
He didn't have to wait until they were elevated to the point that he was dead to react.
But you're not answering the question. You obviously heard the forensic pathologist who said that they were minor and they were treated by a Band-Aid, right?
The pathologist never examined Zimmerman. Never examined him. She went by looking at photos. Do you know how unprofessional it is? Mike, I've been in many criminal cases.
Look, you're taking a very strong position, and I really respect that. But I think you just glossed over the fact that the pathologist said these were not life-threatening injuries to Zimmerman's skull.
Diagnosis without examining Mr. Zimmerman personally. You cannot make a diagnosis based on photographs.
Okay, but that's what you're doing.
Didn't make an issue of that.
But that's what you're doing. You're making a diagnosis based on photographs, and you're saying he was near death.
Well, I'm saying that his head was hit. His head was being struck, and he didn't have...
But she, based on the photographs that you're looking at, she assumed that they were minor. There were scrapes, and a Band-Aid covered it. You're assuming that his life was in danger, and he had a right to kill the kid.
One is banging your head. It does not take... I've had two homicides that I dealt with. Where similar situations, what seemed like light blows, killed two guys. Hello?
Why didn't he use a non-lethal weapon? Why did he have to kill him?
He did not have a non-lethal weapon available to him, and you keep that begs the issue. That's not the issue. The issue is what was, what is, what did.
No, it doesn't beg the issue. This goes to the... It's very germane to me, Ron. For one reason, I think Zimmerman was a wannabe cop who was looking for trouble. He wanted to earn a merit badge with the police in the community, and he was trying to play John Wayne, and things got out of hand, and he shot the kid. Had he not had the gun ready to shoot, why did he have the safety off, Ron, as a cop, ex-cop? Why did he have the safety off?
Just do that without calling the police.
What?
If he wanted to do that, why not just brandish the weapon?
Wait. No, let's go back to the fact that, okay, people have convinced me he had every right to have a round in the chamber, but why did he have the safety off?
Well, the particular model weapon he had, I believe, doesn't have the conventional slide or button safety. You know, today we're in a whole different array of technologies with guns. But even
No, it does have a safety because I've owned a smaller caliber weapon of the same manufacturer, and it does in fact have a safety.
Organizations and security organizations.
Well, you're going over the germane point here. Not only did he have a round in the chamber, meaning he pulled back the slide and loaded a round, he was ready for action, but he took the safety off. He pushed that handle.
Killed. Could you answer that question?
I didn't hear a
plea. One more blow may not have done him in while he was fiddling with his safety.
Say that. Please say it again. Please say it again.
How do you know that if, let's say, he did have the safety on, the difference between trying to fumble to get the safety on and off in a confrontation like that could have cost him just enough time for Trayvon Martin to hit him one more time and kill him? How do you know that wouldn't have been the case?
But here's my point, Ron. Had he had the safety locked on, and now remember, Zimmerman claims that Trayvon reached for his gun. Do we agree on that?
Yes, he claims that he reached down. Yes, he did.
Okay, so let's assume that he's telling the truth, and Trayvon reached for this gun. Had the safety been on instead of off, had the safety been locked on, and had Trayvon gotten the gun from him, what would have happened at that moment?
Well, here's the theories that we could come up with. A1, that Trayvon would have been able to deliver the lethal blow to him in that few seconds. Two.
No, no. If Trayvon had gotten the gun, what would Trayvon have done with that gun?
And secondly,
wait, you're not listening. What if Trayvon had gotten the gun away from Zimmerman? What would Trayvon have been able to do with that gun in that instant if the safety was on?
He might have been able to take the safety off and shoot Zimmerman with his own gun.
He might have been, but he also might not have been able to shoot him in that instant.
Fight.
And that would have given Zimmerman the opportunity to wiggle out from under him and whack him in the head and or run away. So again, my main point is that Zimmerman put himself in harm's way. Zimmerman was looking for trouble. Zimmerman's gun was ready to go off, and go off it did. I keep repeating he did not want to kill this kid. I keep repeating he hoped to God he didn't have to. But the fact of the matter is he has culpability and liability, in my opinion.
Not criminal culpability. At best, possibly civil culpability and a civil tort. But I'm telling you, it's...
All right, that's fair. I will accept that in this discussion. But he has liability.
Two separate things, as you well know.
Well, I know that they overcharged him, and that's going to be a problem for the prosecution.
They never should have
brought murder against him. It should have been manslaughter from day one.
They injected another charge in the case near the end of the trial.
Child abuse, which is ludicrous.
Not just child abuse, even the manslaughter charge. In New York State, when you charge somebody, you have to include all the lesser included offenses up front before the trial commences. You don't wait until a ball game is...
Well, I agree that the prosecution has done a terrible job. I agree with you. Everyone's saying the same thing. We agree with that. Well, Ron, thanks for paying such close attention to the case and to the words that I have used on the show. And I know many of you agree with Ron. In fact, if I took a poll of my audience, I'd have to say it's 80-20 in favor of Zimmerman is innocent. It doesn't change my opinion at all. He's guilty of manslaughter for a couple of reasons. And I'm not going to repeat them. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Are you one of the nearly half of all Americans that suffers from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation? If you're experiencing joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis, then this important message is for you. Stop suffering and start living a life free from pain with the help of Anatoblock. Anatoblock is a breakthrough supplement that is scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce excessive inflammation and get rid of pain. The formula is so effective that we guarantee you will feel a significant difference in just a few days. Pick up your supply of Anatoblock today by visiting any GNC store nationwide or online at GNC.com. Anatoblock is one of GNC's top-selling products and was recently voted to be the best new product innovation by GNC. Even better, join GNC's new member price program and get an instant 20% off today. That's right, 20% off for becoming a GNC VIP. Living a life free from pain is finally here. Get Anatoblock today at any GNC store nationwide or GNC.com.
Negative online stories about you or your business might take seconds to create, but years to remove. How many customers and sales dollars you will never see due to lies, rumors, and that one disgruntled customer who posted a bad review on the internet? If you want to personally or professionally take control of your online reputation, grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-432-9197. When you call, you will get free information on how you can legally fight and potentially bury negative internet postings. With the Reputation Management Program, you can now positively promote your business online. online. Join the thousands of entrepreneurs and professionals who have already taken control of their Google search results. You're losing money every day when customers pass you by after they read negative info online. Call today to get a free reputation review and start building positive online content. Call 1-800-432-9197 for free info. That's 1-800-432-9197. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. Take control of your online Google search results today by simply calling 1-800-432-9197.
This is an important announcement for anyone with or without health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance helpline has now been set up especially for you. Even if you have current health issues or if you have pre-existing conditions, you can now get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone right now. Call 1-800-809-7988. That's 1-800-809-7988. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information that will let you know about health insurance plans that are available to all individuals and families. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy and financial distress in our country today. But if you call this special toll-free helpline, you can easily get health insurance for you and your family. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor to obtaining health insurance. All adults are strongly urged to call this free health insurance helpline today. For free information, call the health insurance helpline right now at 1-800-809-7988. Don't delay. Call 1-800-809-7988 today.
This is Mark Flagel, inviting you to experience interior design excellence during the summer sale at Flagel's Home Furnishings. There are furniture stores, and then there's Flagel's, where furniture quality, design, and style are blended with interior design excellence, providing you with the best shopping experience. And now, during our summer sale, Flagel's is offering exceptional savings on the world's finest furniture by such renowned makers as Stickley, Baker, Hinrodan, Swaim, Althorp, and outdoor furniture by Brown Jordan, with savings of 20, 30, 40, or even 50% on your purchase. If you're in need of new furniture for your home and desire outstanding interior design service, visit Flagel's during our summer sale. As you browse our 50 display rooms, you'll be sure to find that right item or items for your home. Of course, custom orders are included. Flagel's summer sale, on now. Flagel's, Santa Cruz Avenue, Menlo Park, and on the web at flagels.com.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation on this Friday night. If you want to do some submarine watching, it's a good night to do it. Out on the Belt Parkway in New York or here in San Francisco, there's quite an opportunity for submarine watching. The news is crazy. Here in the Bay Area, you have these liberals who destroyed America in the media reading a racist, anti-Chinese jokes that are not funny about a plane crash, and they don't get fired. They cover it up, and they say, oh, it's just a goof. Could you imagine if a conservative broadcaster had done anything like that? What would be going on in this country? It's not a double standard. It's no standards. The plane crash here was a big deal. One of the victims who fell out of the plane was run over by a fire truck. It took them a long time to even get there. The people were on the... Did you hear the 9/11 tapes of that plane crash at SFO? The people were on the tarmac trying to save people who were, like, burnt and in the foam. And the SFO, where were they? On a union break, like workers at a Jaguar plant in England in the 1950s? What, were they taking a hydration break? Where were they? Where was the fire department? Nowhere to be seen. They were busy checking their manual, their union manual, or whether they actually had to take a nasty ride out to the airport in the wind. Now there's a shooting this afternoon, two killed at the SF Jewelry Mart. Here's again reportage. Two women killed at SF Jewelry Mart, suspect held. No picture of the suspect, no report of the suspect, no names of the victims, nothing. Two women were killed and a man was injured Friday in San Francisco. Again, no pictures. We can only assume because the suspect doesn't look like Timothy McVeigh. And here's a news story. SF plane crash. UAL pilots saw unattended victims. Did you hear this? This is a huge scandal. This is the most mismanaged city in America, next to the most mismanaged country on the planet, the United States of America. And what do they both have in common? Extreme bigoted liberals running everything. Two pilots of a United Airlines jet told air traffic controllers 5 minutes after the crash of Asiana Airlines Flight 214 that they could see survivors who had been ejected from the plane and who clearly needed help, according to audio recordings of the air traffic control. The unidentified pilots of the United Boeing 747 that was waiting to enter the runway radioed and said they saw people out there that needed help. And fire officials took 14 minutes to get there. Why? Fire in San Francisco? Have you seen who they've hired lately? 93-pound women who can't handle a hose, who every time there's a fire, they run for a hydration break and check the EEOC bulletin on what they have to do and what they don't have to do. Welcome to a world run by zany, incompetent liberals. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right back. Be here or be nowhere.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, welcome to hour number three on TGIF. It's Friday, July 12th, 2013 on, well, the Savage Nation. But here are the news stories we've been covering and hope to cover, or you can read about on michaelsavage.com. Home of Borders, Language, and Culture. Top right, the lawbreaker, Big Sis, the Department of Unhomeland Insecurity, suddenly, unexpectedly resigned to take over the University of California and ruin it like she ruined our national security. Why is she suddenly resigning? Do the Snowden tapes have something on her? What were her greatest failures other than the Boston Marathon bombing and everything else she didn't do? Don't miss this. The fishy fish oil story stinks that you've been reading about. Dangers of fish oils and prostate cancer is based on flawed science, says Dr. Michael Savage. If you want to listen to an excerpt from the show, you can get it on my website. It's very important you do. Zimmerman. One man's opinion, mine, he's guilty of manslaughter, which I've explained for weeks now. He had a loaded gun, he was looking for trouble, and he found it. That's it, it's that simple. A kid died who did nothing wrong other than being in the wrong place at the wrong time. How can anyone support Zimmerman? I don't get it. Number one in online listening, digital radio, Michael Savage, beats everyone. Bullfighting. Time to end the barbaric custom of bullfighting, says me. It's an Arab custom, by the way, that was picked up by the Spaniards during the Spanish conquest by the Moors. That's where bullfighting came from. It's a barbaric animal torture. I hate it. What else is on michaelsavage.com and the other sites? Well, let's go to the bottom of my site, and you can see Teddy in his new car. He looks good. Very happy in a Jag. It's funny, it's ironic, isn't Van in Britain driving an old Jag? Yeah, right. That's the way the tire rumbles. What else is in the news? Well, let's see. There's no decision on Zimmerman. Nope. They're ready for the explosion. They're ready for that. Boeing Dreamliner caught fire at Heathrow. Bloomberg. Eric Holder's 2011 travel cost taxpayers more than $1.45 million. Snowden has emerged. He's accusing the United States officials of threatening behavior. No kidding. He's received asylum offers from Russia, Ecuador, Nicaragua, Venezuela, and Bolivia. Good luck to him. I wouldn't want to be him. Don't miss the Savage fishy fish oil study stink story. It's very important for those of you who take vitamins and nutrients and supplements to understand there is a war going on right now, and it's a war against natural products which cost 1/50th that prescription drugs cost. Now on to the important stories. Zimmerman, one man's opinion, guilty of manslaughter. I've told you why all week. Fishy fish oil story about fish oils and the alleged link to prostate cancer, a complete fraud. Three, Zimmerman. Four, why is Napolitano suddenly leaving DHS? What are her greatest failures other than the Boston Marathon bombing? Do the Snowden tapes have something on her? The phone number here is 855-400-7282. It's open mic to Mike Friday. 855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. Oh, boy, it's Friday. Lighten up. The world is horrible and it's going to get a lot worse. We have a Petty Martin, that dictator in the White House. Believe me, he's going to get a lot worse before he gets better. And then we're going to see if I'm still on the air and if you still have talk radio. That'll be the real giveaway. The day you hear, let's say music from south of the border in my time slot, you'll know it's all over. It's time for you to reach for the Glock. Oh, yeah, you have to have a sense of humor. Just, I would say, stock up on your fish oils. That's all I could say before they ban them. See, they're trying to drive all of you into prescription drugs. So sugar is bad, caffeine is bad, fish oils are bad, vitamins are bad. The only thing good for you are serious toxic chemical drugs, because then you have to get a prescription from one of the drug peddlers with a medical degree. The MD today is nothing but a drug peddler's degree. They teach the children, just as the lawyers are taught, look for your first case within your own family. The doctors are taught, don't let them use vitamins. Drive them into synthetics, because they cost a lot more. But let's go back to the important stuff. We got the idiot here with the stupid anti-Chinese jokes. What if a conservative had said something as juvenile and as offensive? How long would he be on the air? And yet the idiot woman who did it still has her job. Why is Janet Napolitano suddenly leaving DHS? Is Zimmerman guilty of manslaughter, as I say? These are some of the questions. Let's go to Miami. Rick on WFTL in the Florida area, Fort Lauderdale, that is. Miami, Rick, go ahead, please.
Mike, glad I got you, but I think it's a little bit too late. I think they switched the subject on me. You were talking about Zimmerman previously, and I could talk.
No, Zimmerman's still in the mix. We got four topics. Give us your Zimmerman thing.
Okay, basically, I believe there's proof that Zimmerman was lying, and I'll tell you why. Ergonomically, the way that Trayvon Martin was sitting on top of Zimmerman. Okay, I used to do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Uh-huh.
MMA. We're talking about ground positions. Forget about MMA stuff. We're talking ground positions.
Oh, wait, hold on. So let's slow it down now.
Okay.
Trayvon is sitting. Zimmerman claims Trayvon was sitting on his chest, right, pounding him.
Correct.
Okay. Go from there, please.
Okay. Now, we're going to back up a little bit. From watching Zimmerman explain where he had the gun, standing up, showing where he had the gun, showing the television crew where he had the gun. It was at his side, not in his belt in front of him, but he showed like in the West, in the Wild West, it was at his side.
Okay.
Got it? Do you remember seeing
it? Yep.
Okay. Now, if it's at his side, Zimmerman's on his back. Trayvon Martin, there's two positions that you can get on top of somebody. One is what's called in the guard. You're basically in between his legs, which he was not. The second position is called the mount position. You're sitting on his chest.
And I watch MMA all the time. I'm very familiar with it. I don't think my listeners are.
Okay, we're talking about Brazilian. That's actually a Brazilian jiu-jitsu position.
Okay.
Judo position.
Right.
They call it a mounting position. You're sitting.
Sure, he's on his chest. He's got his feet wrapped around his bottom, basically, and he's pounding the guy's head
on his knees. Correct.
Yes.
Behind him. Correct.
Yes. Yes.
Can you see that?
Yep. So where does that lead us?
Okay. Now Zimmerman's underneath him. The gun is at his side. All right.
Which means it's underneath Trayvon Martin's leg.
I'm sorry.
It means it's under Trayvon Martin's foot.
It's underneath his butt? Or
no, his foot. It's either underneath Zimmerman's behind, or it's on the pressed against the ground by Trayvon's foot.
That's, well, basically Zimmerman said he squirmed down, which will be behind his butt or behind his leg.
Okay.
Not his thigh, not his inner thigh, okay, but behind his inner knee.
Yes.
Okay, behind his butt.
Yes.
There's no way this kid on top could have seen that gun.
So what could have seen the gun?
He said he saw his gun. Yes, he did.
Wait a minute. Zimmerman claims that Trayvon saw him pull a gun.
No. He saw. He claims that Trayvon.
Right, so what is your basic point? Please tell me it, Rick. What's the basic point?
He did not see that gun.
All right, listen to clip 7, where a prosecutor talks about the very same position in clip 7.
If he was up on his waist is covered by Trayvon Martin's legs. He couldn't have got the gun. He couldn't have. They wanted a reason? It's a physical impossibility. If Trayvon Martin had been mounted on the defendant, as the defendant claims, when he went to get his gun, he never could have got it.
Well, if what the prosecutor is saying is true, that means that Zimmerman is making it up. And in fact, he had his gun out all the time in his hand. And that the kid didn't have a chance. He just shot him and then made the rest of the story up. But look, I think you have to pull back again to what my main point is. One person had a gun, Zimmerman. One person did not have a gun, Trayvon. Zimmerman is alive. Trayvon is dead. Why was Zimmerman there? Well, he was a neighborhood watchman. He was not a policeman. The word is watchman. Watch and report. What the heck was he doing running around with a loaded gun as a neighborhood watchman? He could have had a taser or whatever's legal in Florida. He could have had pepper spray, as we've covered on the show. But no, he had a loaded gun around in the chamber. The safety was off. I keep going to the biggest point of all. If he had had the safety on in that struggle, the whole struggle would have ended a different way. But no, that safety was off. The gun was ready to fire. Fire it did. Trayvon is dead. He's responsible for the death of this kid. My opinion. I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
I see both stocks in the dollar are teetering at artificial highs. Meanwhile, gold and silver, they're at bargain prices. Well, what are you going to do? Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high and ignore stock market cheerleaders. But before you do anything, I want you to call my trusted friends at Swiss America. Ask for the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. This confidential interview has information, facts, figures, and a simple strategy from Swiss America Chairman Craig Smith that is so controversial, my network refused to air it. Well, you can hear it by calling 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUY-COIN and request the Savage Simple Truth CD. It's free. Craig has a real gift for boiling down confusing economic news into the simple truth, which you need right now before the next crisis and panic attack launches this year. Savage says buy gold low and sell stocks high. Do it now. Call 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? Call 800-289-2646. 800-BUY-COIN. 800-BUY-COIN.
Livermore Valley's premier food and wine affair, Taste Our Terroir, takes place July 18th through the 21st. Over four delectable days, Livermore Valley Wineries will offer more than 20 different events, including its signature food and wine pairing competition, culinary demonstrations featuring Chef Ryan Scott, vineyard tours, wine tasting seminars, and a five-course varietal dinner featuring 17 Livermore Valley Sauvignon wines. For tickets, visit lvwine.org.
Have fun at the 21st Annual Brentwood Corn Fest, July 12th through the 14th, located at Brentwood Boulevard and Technology Way. Shuttles from parking lots will be provided by Tri-Delta Transit. Enjoy Friday night fireworks, live music, carnival rides, kids' fun zone, tractor races, arts and crafts, and corn activities. Plus, great food, local wines, microbrews, and plenty of corn. Special musical guests include Papa Do Run Run, Public Eye, The Citations, Como La Fleur, a tribute to Selena, and Chicago Tribute Authority. Tickets are now available for purchase at all Brentwood, Antioch, and Oakley Raley's locations and the Brentwood Chamber office. Visit BrentwoodCornFest.com for more information. Sponsored by Dwelly Farms, F.A. Majore & Sons, G&S Farms, Ron Nunn Farms, Simone and Masoni Farms, Wiretech Electric, A. Meadows Property Management, The Contra Costa Times, The Monthly Grapevine, American Medical Response, Purple Cow Websites, The City of Brentwood, Apex Securities, Comcast, Bud Light, Gregory Investments, and Tri-Delta Transit.
Did you know that 2013 will be the best year to invest in real estate? That's correct. 2013 is the year to make extra money. A lot of it. What if I told you that you didn't need a lot of cash or credit to start? Listen, it gets even better. Call 1-800-200-4911 and we'll rush you our exclusive unlimited funding real estate success kit. The kit is free and it reveals a secret funding method that lets you profit right now and right in your county without using a dime of your own money or credit. Listen, most people don't know about this program, so if you're one of the first, you stand to profit the most, but only if you take action now by calling 800-200-4911. This is your chance to wipe out your debt and rebuild your retirement, so don't wait. The kit is valued at $97, but it's free for the first 50 callers.
Call Unlimited Funding Program now, 800-200-4911. That's 800-200-4911.
Learn to cash in on the most lucrative real estate market in history. Real Wealth Network is the Bay Area's largest real estate investment club with thousands of members since 2003. Their next event is July 13th in San Mateo, with topics ranging from lease options, trusts, best places to buy rental property, and panel discussions from local investors. No high-pressure sales, no boot camps, just real-world information, and it's only $67 for KSFO listeners. Find out more at realwealthevents.com. That's realwealthevents.com or call 888-RW-NETWORK.
Is there heavy drinking in the Obama administration? I mean heavy, heavy drinking.
Mark Levin.
What the hell is with these people?
3 to 6 weekdays on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I happen to live in the most intolerant, false, liberal city on planet Earth. The most intolerant city on the planet. What you're about to hear was played this afternoon as an alleged joke by a moron on a major TV channel with anti-Asian, well, I would say it's juvenile anti-Asian jokes that you may have heard when you were in the fourth grade. And I want you to understand why this country's in trouble. It's because of morons like this co-anchor, Tori Campbell, who was so stupid that she didn't even know what she was reading. I want you to listen to it cold. Go ahead and play it.
We have new information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Tu Lo, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding Ao. The NTSB has confirmed these are the names of the pilots on board Flight 214 when it crashed. We are working to determine exactly what roles each of them played during the landing on Saturday.
This is a moron who should be fired immediately. The station should be sued by the Chinese whatever group. I've never heard anything as dumb and as racist in my life on a major local news channel. Now, this happened during the noon news today on KTVU, Channel 2 in San Francisco. Let me ask you something, all you tolerant liberal liars. What if Michael Savage had told such a stupid joke about a plane crash? The captain's name is Captain Something Wong? And the next captain's name is Wee Tu Lo and Ho Li Fook and Bang Ding Ao? That's funny to you? Who wrote that? Who at the station wrote this screed? And why is this moron co-anchor Tori Campbell still on the air? The answer is because we live in the most intolerant, false liberal city on planet Earth. Can you imagine if a so-called conservative had made such racist commentary? It's beyond belief. It's beyond belief what passes for liberalism in this area of mine here. 855-400-7282. WMAL Ron, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
I think Zimmerman winning will be good for the liberal media.
What do you mean by Zimmerman winning? How does he win?
If he actually gets off scot-free, I think that actually helps liberal media.
You'll have to explain it in a little more detail.
Well, think of it this way. If he loses, they can say, okay, he gets charged for murder. There's no problem there. They get everything they want out of that. They can say, see, the white man shot the black guy. No problem. they get to keep their talking points going. But if he wins and he walks away, they get to say that now guns can now rule over everything, that now you can just shoot people for no reason, and it could be called blatantly racist.
Yeah, either way, look, morons like this idiot Tori Campbell. Did you hear what I opened with today on the show? Did you hear the jokes that she put on the air? Captain Something Wong?
Yes, I did. It was ridiculous.
Okay, these are the morons who run the news in the United States of America. These empty skirts, like this Tori Campbell, are the ones covering Obama's crimes and not reporting on them, going soft on Islamic terrorism. Do you understand why we're in trouble in this country? It's psychotic morons like this. Thanks for the call. 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go to the next caller right here in the backyard of the Savage Nation. KSFO San Francisco, Deborah. Welcome to the program. Deborah, what's on your mind?
Well, I think that Politano is leaving because she knows something and she just doesn't want to take the heat and she wants someone else to take it.
Oh, my God. What is she going to do with that $1.8 billion hollow point bullets that she accrued? Where is she going to take them with her pickup truck on the way out the door?
Perhaps. Who knows?
Where is she hoarding them? At the University of California safe house?
I have no idea.
Where are her urban assault vehicles? Is she taking them with her?
I don't know.
So what do you mean? You seriously think that Napolitano knows there's a terror attack coming and she doesn't want to be in the hot seat?
Yes.
That Obama's planning a little event for the country and she doesn't want to be there?
Yes.
Is this what's going around on the blogs?
No, I don't have a computer. This is just my gut feeling.
Wow. That's interesting. You see, now that's a unique perspective that I didn't even think of, and I'm as cynical as the next person. So she knows that they're planning a Reichstag fire. Is that it?
Yes, because
she doesn't want to be there during the Reichstag fire because she's afraid of the heat.
Yes.
And if you can't take the heat, you get out of the kitchen. She's getting out of the kitchen.
That's right.
Wow. I got to send you my book, Trickle Down Tyranny, Stay on the Line. That's shocking. Do you understand what that woman just said? We're asking why is Janet Napolitano suddenly leaving the Department of Homeland Security? She announced that she shocked everyone. And the double shock is that she's going to go and ruin the University of California as the chancellor, the president, whatever. Ruin a system that's already in the emergency room. Why is she leaving? Zimmerman, fish oil story. KTVU anchor, local San Francisco with bad Asian jokes. Captain Something Wong? What if I had done that? Remember, there's another person involved in the Zimmerman case. That's the dead kid named Martin, and you have to see that. And, you know, if you read the Bible, I know many of you don't want to hear this. You know what the whole Bible's about? It's about the attempt to be judicious in decision-making. Well, go to Leviticus. I'm not going to bore you with it. I remember reading once, whether it's in these cases, if a man borrows another man's mule, and while borrowing the other man's mule, the mule breaks a leg and falls down a ravine and dies, what is the man's obligations? And then the decision is made, well, he owes him a mule. You could say, well, no, he didn't mean to have the mule fall down a ravine and break his leg, therefore he's innocent. See, this is the Bible. Like, well, you borrowed the mule, and the mule broke a leg and fell down a ravine and died. So you owe the man who you borrowed the mule from a mule, right? No, I don't owe him a mule, Your Honor. My name is Moishe, and I don't owe him a mule. Why? Because I didn't mean to have him break a leg. I had no desire to have him break a leg. I love that mule. I love my friend. I didn't want the mule to break a leg and fall down the ravine. So in the days of the Bible, okay, well, it doesn't matter whether you meant to. That's what happened. Dead is dead. You owe him a mule. So how is this case any different?
Savage.
Sometimes in life, you just get lucky. You know, like when you slide into that rock star parking spot right by the door. Get a great table at a hot new restaurant. Or find $20 in a pair of jeans you just took out of the dryer. But counting on luck doesn't always work, especially when it comes to important things, like protecting your identity and the identities of your children. Just ask the 12.6 million people who were identity theft victims last year. Well, the good news is that now you can do something about it for less than a dollar a day with top-rated identity theft protection from Identity Guard, recently rated best in prevention. Just go to identityguard.com/dollar and get it for less than a dollar a day. Act now, And you'll also get free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Top-rated identity theft protection for you and your kids for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fountain. Hot Dog 560 KSFO. Operations are returning back to normal at SFO at 5:05 this afternoon. The airport reopened runway 28 left for the first time since the Asiana crash. A Southwest jet was the first to land. Crews worked overnight to repair the runway and clear the crash jet. Delays will continue tonight, but the airport should be back to normal tomorrow. San Francisco police say one of the Chinese teenagers killed in the crash was struck by a fire truck, although it's still not clear whether that killed her. The girl was on the ground and covered in foam that had been sprayed by fire crews. Officials say the second girl who died in Saturday's crash was dead when fire crews arrived. And a young girl now has become the third fatality from the crash, passing away today. Day at SF General. Two males still remain in critical condition at San Francisco General. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
The Home Depot has kiddo worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarms from just $24.97. A lithium battery keeps them working for 10 years so you never have to change batteries. With each smoke alarm designed for a specific room and the longest-lasting carbon monoxide alarm on the market, you can replace your older alarms today with kiddo worry-free alarms starting at $24.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Did you know your ugly, cracked, stained, embarrassing driveway, patio, or walkway can actually earn you money? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one designer and installer of elegant outdoor living systems. This summer, love your home again and turn your old hardscapes into big savings with our free demolition and instant recycling cash credit. Call System Pavers today at 877-PAVE-002 and you'll save like never before, because we'll demolish and remove your old ugly concrete, brick, or asphalt for free and give you an instant recycling cash credit toward our beautiful interlocking pavers, SP Turf, custom-built in barbecues, fire pits, and wonderful outdoor lighting. This could add up to hundreds, even thousands in savings, but you must call now at 877-PAVE-002. Don't wait. Our free demolition, removal, and instant recycling credit only applies to new projects for completion by July 31st. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
Rome, huh? I've compared the decline of America to the fall of Rome for many, many years. It seems that the majority of citizens do not seem to care that our society is falling apart. All they care about is which sports moron can make a basket or which Hollywood slut fell down and her dress fell up. Victor Davis Hanson has written a phenomenal article about this comparison, which I've had up on michaelsavage.com for a while. He joins us now to discuss it. Victor Hanson, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
Hi, Michael. Thanks again for having me on the Savage Nation. Glad to be here.
In your incredible article, You write about the fact that America is following the course of ancient Rome. What is the main point that you want people to take away from this article?
It means two things. One, we're not going to collapse suddenly because the institutions are so strong that they perpetuate it even as they're not being renewed. And two, they will eventually alter and erode and decay, and that's, I think, what we're happening. So what I was suggesting is America, as we see it today, is more prosperous than ever, and people have more individual liberty and freedom than ever, and it's not going to end tomorrow. But it is going to end unless we reinvest in what the original vision of the founders was.
What signs are you seeing about the decline of America?
Well, I think there's a lot of them. It's more with a whimper than a bang. The first thing is that we have almost half the households in America are not paying federal income tax, and another half, and sometimes the two halves overlap, are on some sort of federal assistance. So we're creating a mentality that there's them or they, some nebulous other people who are responsible to go out and work and to pay taxes, but it's not going to be me. And the problem with that is, human nature being what it is, that creates a self-fulfilling lifestyle that whatever a person gets or whatever a person doesn't have to pay is never enough. So they want to pay less and less, and they want to get more and more. And so we're not being, and you can see it whether in a variety of different fields, we're not tapping our gas and oil resources. We're not packing timber. We're cutting off water to irrigation. We're redistributing income. We're restricting economic activity. We're not paying interest on capital. We're not angry that unemployment is still over 7.5 after 5 years. So there's a rise in the power of the state, the influence of the state, the expectations of the state. And that's not what America was about. It was about everybody coming here and having a quality of opportunity, not an ensured equality result. That's the biggest thing. I think it's worrisome. We're creating a dependent, postmodern, statist society.
I often use the pebble in the shoe analogy, where the citizens were more concerned over the price of a loaf of bread than what the armies were doing overseas. What can the average person in this country do to wake up their friends?
I think the most important thing is to speak the truth. We operate in a kingdom of lies. All of us self-censor our speech, whether it's on gender or race or class, and we don't look at the world empirically. So if we say this guy's not paying income tax and should, we're afraid, well, that might be insensitive, or you shouldn't say that the 47, if you're Mitt Romney and you get caught saying the 47% are not paying federal income tax, you have to backtrack. He shouldn't have backtracked. He should have made the argument. It didn't have to be mean or gratuitously cruel, but he should have said this is dangerous. If we're looking at the Trayvon Martin trial, people should be candid about a witness like Rachel Gentile. They shouldn't say that she's a symptom of a sociological problem. They should say the woman doesn't have character. She cannot speak the truth. She has no personal responsibility. And we need to be candid about these problems. But what we're doing is that we're all getting up in the morning and we're censoring our thoughts, our speech. And we don't want them to be offensive to anybody. I think that we've got to be a lot more candid and be empirical. Look at the world the way it is and then address it rather than the way that you think people want it to be in order to not to be offensive to anybody. I mean, the version of hell is that we're all the same, we're all uniform, we're all sort of lotus eaters. That's throughout Western civilization what hell ends up at. No good, no evil, no great, no bad. Everybody's the same. And that's something that every great writer, whether it's Oswald Spengler or George Orwell, warned us about.
It seems that there's a growing divide in this country. How big of a problem is this?
Well, I think it's a big problem in the universities because the average person goes into the university raised and influenced by his parents, his community, his church, and then he's subject to 4 years, 6 years, 8 years today of a professional class who believes they have to change their ideology in a way that would be favorable to radical social change. So universities are not teaching people the methodology or fact-based knowledge, but they're teaching them to have a preconceived result. And we know what the preconceived result is, that capitalism, that Republican type of government, limited government, personal responsibility, private enterprise, all of these things are suspect. And so it's very hard to address that because the students are not getting the, there's something lost as they're being taught that. They're also not being taught how to write, to think, how to reason, inductive way of looking at the world. So we have a lot of people who are very impressionable at that age, and they don't really snap out of it because half of them go to college today and they're not on the job and suffering the consequences or the benefits of their own work or lack of. So the education system is a big problem, along with journalism, government, the foundations. So we have sort of two, a war for the hearts and minds of America. On the one side, it's people who actually make things. They farm, they produce gas, they pump oil, they build homes. And then there's people who sort of insure it, finance it, adjudicate it, regulate it, talk about it. And they have a very different view of what they want America to be.
Is this the natural progression of empires, or is this being purposely done to us by international forces?
Well, that's a good question, because I'm not a determinist historian, but I am a classical scholar. So if I were to answer that question by summarizing what the greatest minds of the Greek and Roman world, whether it was Plato or Aristotle or Cicero, what they all saw from their own empirical experience was that the bounty of capitalism and private property is it made a lot of money for everybody. It was created riches. And the great thing about democracy and constitutional government is it gave the individual freedom. But there was a, it's sort of, they always use natural metaphors. It was like planting a tree and having its roots be watered and nurtured, and the trunk goes up and there's leaves, and then finally it gets very, very big and too big and gets old, and it's not able to be supported, whether it topples over or the nutrients can't reach the top of the tree. And the point they were making was that because they had a pessimistic view of human nature, people then become complacent. People demand certain things. If you have a, if you say to a poor person today that Kia has better air conditioning, sound system, and is more reliable than a Mercedes was 30 years ago that the wealthy had, or you have more computing power in your palm of your hand than a guy with a very expensive computer, his natural reaction is not, thank you, this is a wonderful country, but, well, somebody has a car that's better than mine, or somebody has a better iPhone than mine, that's not fair. So that's what Plato and Aristotle were trying to say. Ultimately, people would not care whether they were materially well off or not, only materially well off in comparison to somebody else. Envy and jealousy would be the most powerful emotions within this constitutional, affluent, leisured society. So we have to be careful because they were not stupid people when they warned about it.
How come we're not seeing the civil unrest that is sprouting up all over the world except in America? Is it because we're all fat and happy and watching cable, drugged on marijuana?
It's a matter of degree, because one good thing about our system is that even somebody like Barack Obama can't, if I could use the vernacular, screw it up in just 5 years. So if you look at the attitude toward wealth creation, toward technology, toward free speech, and compare it not just with Africa or Asia or Russia, but even with countries in Europe, I mean, there's not people going around the United States with radar type devices seeing how many TV sets we have in our home to tax them as they do in Europe. So we are still so much more free and so much more affluent than the alternative that the average person says, you know, things are bad and this, but I couldn't buy this Kia. I couldn't get it in France. And, you know, if I drink the water out of my tap in Zimbabwe, I'll die. And I can still get my appendix taken out cheaply and efficiently in the United States. So we were so far ahead of the alternative, and this country created such great wealth and such great freedom in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and 80s that it's going to be, it's still a much better place than the alternative, and for a while.
Victor, can this be turned around, or are we simply going to fade into history over the next few centuries?
Well, the Romans did turn it around on two or three occasions, so did the Greeks, and the problem is you need some leader who gets up in the morning and says, I'm not going to be liked today, not because I'm a mean person, not because my policies are mean to people, but because I'm giving medicine to a sick patient that's going to make the patient feel worse for a while, sort of like chemotherapy and cancer, I suppose. So we'll have to find leaders who say, you know what, I have to very gently cut back the number of food stamps. I've got to widen the number of people who have to contribute to society, whether it's in revenue. I've got to take the IRS and I've got to reform it. I've got to shrink it. I've got to open up the system and let people look at be more transparent, and that's going to hurt a lot of people who are invested in it. And I don't really care. I don't really care if they call me all sorts of names. And then we have to have a constituency who gets up in the morning and says the U.S. judicial system will not work if it's conducted as the Trayvon Martin's trial or the O.J. trial or these politicized show trials. And you'll have to say, you know, the income tax system will not work when 47% do not pay federal income taxes. And then they're going to have to take the heat. We see it in the immigration debate. If somebody will say, you know what, I'm not going to leave an open border combined with amnesty, combined with social services. That's a prescription for disaster. It hasn't worked. The immigration has been a total catastrophe the last 20 years. Too many people invested in it for selfish gain left and right. And say that, and I don't care what you say about me. I really don't care. And when we get to that point, it's gut check time. We'll either have that type of leadership or we won't. If we don't, we're going to be, it's all over. If we do, we can turn it around.
Well, but do you think this will happen?
I think we're coming to a decisive moment in the next decade. I think that there are going to be people across the political spectrum who understand that it can't quite go on like it is. You cannot borrow $17 trillion. You cannot run up a $1 trillion deficit every year. You can't have zero interest rates indefinitely. You can't have half the participation in the tax system. You can't have half the people, and they're going to say, no, it won't work. And how that will work out, whether people will self-select and there'll be people living in Massachusetts versus Utah that have nothing in common, or there'll be arguments within families, or there're going to be riots of the type we see, I don't know, but it's coming to a point where these red, blue, left, right, traditional, progressive, tragic, therapeutic views are not reconcilable, and we're going to have to, it's going to have to be adjudicated. Let's hope it's peaceable, and let's hope that the traditional limited government constitutional view prevails, because if it doesn't, it's not going to be pretty. But I'm pessimistic, optimistic. It's about 50-50. It just, my view of the future of America is basically the electorate today. It's about divided 50-50.
Where can we read more of this work?
I have a website, victorhanson.com, HANSON.com, and then I have about 20 or so books on Amazon.com under the author's name. I have a book that just came out called The Savior Generals, about how five commanders in the past saved lost wars. It's on Amazon as well.
Victor Davis Hanson, thanks again for being with us on The Savage Nation.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Michael Savage, and I seriously recommend that you read Trickle Down Tyranny to learn more. And I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000. Dynavite helps them attain that better nutrition that is hard to find in commercial foods.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp.
They don't shed as much, and they're all over very healthy dogs.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. 428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
We already know that this year is going to cost us a little more than last year in terms of these crazy economic policies, but the question is how much? Please join me, Brian Sussman, and financial advisor Pat Vitucci for a special luncheon financial seminar Tuesday, July 16th in Pleasanton, or again Thursday, July 18th in San Jose, both at noon. What's the best way now for you to continue saving for retirement? Again, Tuesday the 16th, the Hilton in Pleasanton, or Thursday the 18th at Maggiano's Santana Row in San Jose, both at noon for lunch, free, no obligation. Call to reserve a seat, 800-472-8305, 800-472-8305, or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer, the Amazing 7 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 7 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 7 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 7 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 7 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 7 years. That's 7 entire years till the year 2020. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 7 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.99%, APR 3.08%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 7 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's a matter of national concern. Children across the country are at risk of forgetting what they learned in school last year. This is Kevin Bryant with urgent news for parents. A series of recent studies have proven that summer brain drain is very real. During the summer months, children can lose months of progress. Reports indicate it can hinder a child's performance in key subjects and cause them to fall behind in school. In order to aid parents, the creators of iFocus are giving away a free demo of their brain training video game to help kids in this area. The toll-free number is 1-800-750-2439. They say that playing the game sharpens your child's brain, helps prevent summer brain drain, and helps children focus. It keeps their brain in shape and prepared to learn. To get a free demo, your child must be between the ages of 6 and 12. Call 1-800-750-2439. That toll-free number again is 1-800-750-2439.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
I can't make up my mind which one you are.
Devil or angel. See, that's the Zimmerman case, devil or angel. I don't think he's a devil or an angel. I think he's a schlub schmuck walking around with a loaded gun, and he killed a kid by accident. I said accident. Did you notice that? I don't say he hunted to kill the kid, but he had a loaded gun, and he was hoping that he could be a big shot and scare someone with a gun who was holding the place up and, you know, win a merit badge from the community. He had the guts to go out there, give him credit for that, but he should have understood something. If you're walking around with a loaded gun and you're looking for people who are breaking into houses and you confront them, one of two things is going to happen. Either they're going to shoot you with your own gun, or you're going to shoot them with your gun, or they're going to have a bigger gun than yours and shoot you first. I don't think people understand what a gun really is. Okay? I really don't think you understand what's at stake with a gun. It's not a toy. It's not a water gun. So, look, I've given you my opinion. I've taken a lot of heat. This just came out, by the way. The so-called NTSB just confirmed through their website that they're the ones who gave the local channel the incorrect Chinese slur names of the pilots, like We Too Low. Listen to this. This is your government work. This is Obama's NTSB. They gave the names? That was their joke? A summer intern did this. Intern. They should be interned. They apologized for inaccurate and offensive names that were mistakenly confirmed as pilots of Asiana Flight 214. I cannot believe this. Joke Play the clip again so they know what I'm talking about.
We have new information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Tu Lo, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding Ao. The NTSB has confirmed
I don't care whether the NTSB sent it. This woman is the dingbat of the day, the dingbat of the decade. She's an example of why America's dying. They're that stupid that they get something like that and read it like it's the gospel. President Obama has just come back from a visit to Africa. No reportage whatsoever. Morons from top to bottom. Pew on all of you. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. 855-400-7282. I realize that many of you are upset with me because you're not hearing what I'm saying to you. And you're also, I'm sorry to say, engaging in knee-jerk reactions, the very thing you accuse liberals of, you're engaging in. You're saying that the black kid was guilty for being black. Then you're saying, no, it's not because he was black, but because he was a troublemaker and on pot. Okay, really. Then you're saying it's because Zimmerman's life was in danger, and that's all he had to think in order to shoot this kid dead. Well, that may be technically true, but let's reverse it. There's only one witness here, really, and that's Zimmerman. He's living. But what if Trayvon Martin had not been shot dead, but let's say shot and lost the use of, let's say, his legs, God forbid, or something to that effect, but he could testify? If I were the prosecutor, I would put Trayvon Martin on the stand and I'd say, Mr. Martin, tell us what was in your mind when you were walking on that street on that afternoon. Trayvon Martin would say, I was walking down the street and I saw a husky white guy, I must tell you, looking at me. He was clocking me. He was stalking me. And I didn't know who he was. I didn't know what he wanted. So I eluded him for a while. The next thing I know, I see him pick up a cell phone and make a call. I didn't know who he was calling, sir. I thought maybe he was calling some other white guys to come and join him so they could beat the hell out of me or worse. And so what did you do, Mr. Martin? Well, I'm not a punk. I didn't run away. So I got behind him and punched him in the head and knocked him to the ground to make sure he couldn't hurt me. Thank you, Mr. Martin. You were scared. Is that why you were beating on Mr. Zimmerman? Yes, sir. That's why. Because I ain't no punk and I ain't going to run away. So let me rest my case right now, ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation. Try to understand that this is a story that you're only hearing one side of. Yes, it's despicable that we have such a president, if you even want to call him that. He certainly never has acted presidential. He's acted like the community activist troublemaker that he's been from day one. Yes, it's terrible that he consorts with the likes of a man engaged in the Freddy's Fashion Mart fire, Al Sharpton. And so here we have me. You think I automatically have to join the chorus here and say, oh, Zimmerman's an innocent baby. He was only doing his job, and that Trayvon's an evil man. I can't do that. I don't see it that way. This has nothing to do with ratings any more than my taking on the fish oil study. What are you going to say? I took on the fish oil study because I wanted ratings? I took on the fish oil allegations of them causing prostate cancer because I read the study and it was BS in plain English. I analyzed it. I used my analytical brain, and the fish oil study of prostate cancer is total BS, and the media ate it up lock, stock, and barrel. That's one man's opinion. I had an expert on who confirmed my opinion. He has an MD and a PhD, and he's an expert in prostate cancer. And you learned something from me, didn't you? So since you understand that I try to analyze things with my laser beam mind, with my 5-million-year-old brain, this is what I'm doing in the Zimmerman case.
Savage.